Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, sorry about that. I had to make sure I get inside here somehow right away. If you can hear me, someone hit that one button for me. If you can hear me, hit the one button for me. It's Fat Albert. If you're there, hit me that one button. Let me see if you're there. Okay. I see someone hit the one button. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Tonight's show, I just want to make sure I'm going to start it off right quick and get it off right quick so everybody can get in and out of there. I know a couple people did want to try to lock a couple races. Let me just make sure I open up Fat Albert and Mac anyhow, because I just got to make sure I say something. Fat Albert, I got your mic open. I just want to make sure everything was working because it haven't seemed like the computer was acting up over here. But we got
No, I got you, Joe. I got you.
Okay, I appreciate it. All right.
All right.
But, Fat Albert, you know I had to turn around and talk about this here because it seems like a lot of times
hey,
the guys wait
hey,
till the last minute to get... Can you hear me?
Bo Cecil.
Okay, he does it to me. All right, but I just figured I'd let everybody know. I wanted to know. Sometimes the track is crowded, and a lot of times guys get their runs in. I wanted to know. Sometimes these guys, why do everybody wait till the last minute right before the end is when we close and try to jam it all in with like maybe an hour left? And meanwhile, they could have been racing like earlier that day. Is it the stardom or what is it that they're doing? Maybe somebody wants to answer that, and I'll give everybody a chance to do it, you know. A lot of times, you know, you see it coming. I mean, all day they be sitting over there on the side waiting till the last minute. Now they're ready to come out there to race. So basically, can we be able to start stuff on time a little bit earlier so we ain't got to worry about things? I'm going to ask that question. Maybe some people want to get in here and tell me what they think. Because I know they see it a lot. You know, is it the way you want to be the last one to shut the show down and show out and show your stuff? I'm going to open up a couple of these mics and make sure maybe see what they say. And also, Fat Albert, later on we're going to get on here because I seen a call out, and it had your name on it. So we're going to get into that one too. All right. Let me make sure I open up this mic right quick. 704-6149, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. How's everything, James?
Everything's good. I'm up here in Buffalo.
Get out of here.
So, yeah.
Ooh-wee. How cold is it up there?
Cold enough for me to want to go home.
I know it's 11 degrees up here, so I'm quite sure it got to be pretty cold up there.
Yeah, you know? They just started misting or whatever it is doing up here now.
Oh shit!
It's cool.
Yeah. You want to answer that question, James? What do you think?
I think a lot of people want to it to cool down so their car run better. But I mean, if you run doing earlier during the day, no matter if your car run better at night, you got to figure their car ain't gonna run no better, you know, during the day. So got to go out there. Why wait?
Okay. This is my thing is. I can understand you waiting. Maybe you might say 5:36 or whatever, towards that way. But say the track is closing at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Why do you wait till all the way till like 10 minutes to, and decide you want to get up there and go when y'all could have been doing it all the time? That's what I don't understand. Maybe
they was waiting to get some heart.
Is that what it is?
They found it right before the track closed.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, it's a lot of times we out there and I see it happen a lot.
Or they want to go out there and say they're getting ready to race, and then the track say, oh, we ain't letting nobody else race. Oh, now we can't race, man, now. You know, wait until the last minute.
Out. So, in other words, to get out of a race.
Right.
That's what they doing. All right. That's what
pump faking. Pump faking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got a lot of that now. And I know a couple guys did tell me to make sure I seen them put it out there. I seen some of the posts down there, and I think I'm going to go ahead and start posting some of the cars that said that they're looking for action also. You know, I saw Shaq put it out there. He looked for a little action with a street car, his 79 Camaro. Also, I got a Corvette coming out, and he's looking for the run. He's looking for action with cars. And one thing he's looking for is, like, new cars. They can be Pro Charge or Nitrous. They won't run no turbo car. But it's got to have, you know, like the air conditioning and what else in it. You know, like the transmission. No race car. Not coming in with a Corvette with a 9-inch, you know, rear in it and a power glide. They're talking about regular, real street cars, but they will run for good money. They told me put it out there. They're on the line right now. In fact, I'm not sure exactly what model is. They want to come on here, they can say it. But they have nitrous. They only want to run one additive or one additive. So if you got a Pro Charger, they'll run you with, if you got the Pro Charger, whatever. A Supercharger, I'm sorry, Supercharger, whatever came in it. Or if you come with nitrous, they'll run you nitrous. It doesn't matter. As long as one additive. And they're looking for action with their car. They got a Corvette. And they're looking to do some racing. And they already told me they're coming out. They're from Chicago. They got their little Corvette. So if anybody's got something like that and they're looking for action, go ahead and post it out, because they definitely looking for some. They're looking for some themselves. They're looking for some good action. And a lot of other guys, train wreck from... Let me see, North Carolina. They're looking for a little action with their car on 28th on nitrous, all steel, all glass, street car, full interior, front, back, seats and everything. They're looking for action with that also. So if anybody's looking for stuff, hey, there's plenty out there for the 25th or 26th. So I know a lot of guys been locking a lot of races on the 26th, but we also got a few of them been locking on the 25th. So I've been starting to pack in either way on both sides, but we're gonna get it together. I know, like I said, James, how many races you got on Saturday?
Two.
Okay, so you're gonna have to get yours off pretty decent early in case you want to get a third one, right?
Yeah, I'm not gonna wait until.
Yeah, you got any time scheduled?
No, actually, we don't have a time on neither one of them races.
Get out of here. So, in other words,
nope.
If somebody feels that they want to drag it out, they can drag it out.
Pretty much. I ain't going to drag it out. And I don't think Jason will neither.
Okay. Now, how about the other one?
That's EP. I don't think he, well, I don't know.
Okay.
You know, it depends. You know, I might run him before or after Jason, depends.
Mhm. Okay. All right. I hear that. Yeah, I think
it don't make a difference.
Mhm. Yeah. So
I'd rather do it in the daylight. Either both of them.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you rather do yours in the daylight?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that can't, you know, like us older guys, we can't see as good at night. So we ain't trying to wait till the end. We ain't trying to get our race off quick, you know. But all in all, I hope everybody know that, like, they do have a couple of races that got to go straight directly off the trailer. And I don't know who, got somebody calling me from D.C. They calling the wrong number. But we do got a lot of people that's coming off the trailer, and I think it's like four of them, matter of fact. and I think Sammy and Weeby's race, actually, they got to be the first two down the track. So, you know, it's a lot of things that's going on with these guys, and I just figured I'd let everybody know. Don't wait till the last minute. That's why I'm just trying to figure out, because we got a lot of racing, a lot of stuff to get through. A lot of new cars that's been building. A lot of mystery cars that I call them mystery because they ain't showing anything, but they're locked in. And let's just say this here. I'm going to let you know, if they didn't put their car out and tell me about their car, even if I supposedly know they showed me the car, I just don't post it. I don't post it. They might be racing. I know a lot of guys are saying, well, I thought Young Stang was racing. I thought Sammy was racing. If they didn't post their car, that's why I didn't put it out there for you guys. Only ones I know I posted, like a Fat Albert turned around and he got deposits and stuff. Like last week, they put their deposits up right then. Rob and all of them, they put it right over the air. Cash App, Fat Albert, and did what they had to do. I put that one up. Why you put that up so fast? Yeah, I can do something like that I know already that's not no fake racing. I won't put a race up that I don't know anything about. I mean, you can hear here saying, like I asked a guy today, you know, I asked him, is that race, you know, secure? Are they there or not? I didn't put it out there. I asked him, and he said it ain't going to be nothing to see. Those two have been going at it. I'm not sure until I talk to both of them. If Frank Brown comes on here, Frank's on here, or Dave, any one of them, they can come on and speak on that. Because I really don't know. It's not that I don't want to put you out there. I would put it. But the problem is, if I don't know for facts, I don't want to put some false information. You know, because that's the first thing you hear is somebody saying, oh, they gay hustling or whatever. They're putting these fake races up. Not going to put it up until I know that you guys got it up. That's all. So I'm just letting everybody know that's what goes on. So, but if you call me and tell me, yeah, and you got the other guy on the phone and we confirmed it, I got no problem putting it up. It's not like I don't want to put it up. I would put up anybody's race. Because they're saying, man, it's like 10 races I didn't put up. And it's true. There's 10 races I didn't put up. But also I didn't get no, saying that it's confirmed that they really locked it in. So that being said, that's what I want to make sure you guys know ahead of time. If anybody wants to come on here and say it with the whoever they all with, then I don't mind putting it up. I'll tell you, send me the pictures and I'll put it up. Day Parker, he actually running Tony, I think it's Tony Robinson for Virginia. That was confirmed, them two. They are racing. That's why that got put up. That was one of them last week also. So those are races that I had to make sure. I already heard about it before, but I never did put it out there until I know for a fact, until he came back and told me, make sure you get somebody on. He called me up, and that's it. You can put it on. Dave Parker actually was the one that told me. I said, okay, no problem. So I know there's a lot more races. I'm not sure about Little Man. There's another Little Man, so let me just let you know. We got a Little Man from Jersey, and we got a Little Man from Virginia. I know he's supposed to be, might be doing something, so I'm not saying, but the Little Man from Virginia, that's who it is, not Little Man from Jersey. I'm not sure what they're doing, but I know the other Little Man, I think he's got something going, but I didn't really, till I hear from him himself. You know, I hear a lot, but I just want to make sure. So that's the only thing right now. Do you have anybody else that you know that's locked in right now?
Me?
James? No.
Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a few races, you know, but a guy, they decided to wait like 2 weeks before the event to send the deposit.
To lock in, right?
That's why... Mm-hmm. Right, so that's why we haven't posted, because we're just going to wait and just see if it happens. So, you know, but we got a lot of racing guys that they didn't want to put their money up, you know, which I can understand, like 3 months ahead. And so when I get the deposits, we'll post the races, you know. So it's a whole lot more races, but like Joe said, we're not going to post them until we get the DPs.
Now I just got to, I got to say something. I know he got to be over here listening. But I saw something the other day, and I seen it was on the Hood Scoop, and it said Fat Albert ain't got enough.
Man, he in a warehouse full of parts and all of them.
Hold on. It wouldn't be right if I don't open up his mic. So, Kevin Hunt, your mic is open.
Hey, everybody. We there? Because last week I didn't know I was open, and I, you know, till I got.
Yeah.
Hey there, buddy, Fat Albert. How's it going?
All right. How you doing there, buddy?
Okay, my friend. Hey,
yeah.
did you get your flex plate yet from last year? Because that was a holdup.
Oh, yeah.
You got your delivery?
Yeah.
Oh, we good. But listen, I had to put your name on stuff because you've been on my mind, buddy.
Okay, well, I'm glad somebody's thinking about me.
Oh, I'm always going to think about you. So I'm trying real hard. It won't be March, so you safe. But sometime after March, I'll have
please,
one or both of them together.
Please let it be Memorial Day. Please, I beg of
you. Oh, I'm pretty sure it would.
I'll come up there and help you turn some wrenches if you want me to.
No, you sabotage some shit. You'll see something in your head explode, buddy.
Well, I mean, as slow as your stuff is, it's, you know, a screwdriver and a timing light. That's all I need, a screwdriver and a timing light.
You kill me. But I'm going to leave you a good present after I do you.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you a plan B and a morning after pill.
Oh, good gracious almighty. Man, so you're going to impress me.
I'm going to, Joe, it's just fun. I'm kind of pumped, you know, sitting back a couple of years being sick, and then, you know, all this, God forbid, man, with Big Dave, Pee Wee, and Butcher's brother Eric, man, it was like, yo, this shit, I got looking at all this, so I'm really going to push the envelope to get everything out there and have some fun, man, and come to the track. I mean, that was like unforeseen shit.
I mean,
so that
I
was my motivation.
Sure. I know Bigfoot would like to try that Mustang.
I know, but I was
I
on the phone with Antoine today, and it's Bam Bam. It's Bam Bam. Y'all ain't going to throw me at the wolves right off the bat coming out the gate now.
Oh, so you want Bam Bam. Okay.
Well, that's the one, yeah. I sat down with my committee because I ain't been around. Remember, I don't really know these cars like that, but I know Bam Bam's a Mustang and stuff. So I'll shoot at that one, and we see what happens after that.
Oh, okay.
So, like
yeah,
I said, my motivation was, you know, so much crazy shit, you know, these last months, man. It was like, yo, man, I just want to get back out there. It's fun.
And like I said, you know, well, I talked to 50 and everybody, and my condolences to Pee Wee and the family and stuff. And I had to go to the funeral the same day because my cousin died the same thing, too, you know. And
wow.
Both of them was on the same day. Like, wow.
Yeah, and we got this, the woman, we call her the Queen of Mount Vernon, Mona. Her father just passed yesterday. Mike St. John gave me a call, and she's a diehard racer. You probably call her the Queen. She reps Mount Vernon, and condolences to her and her family, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's my motivation, and it wasn't – Fat Albert, it wasn't just you. There was a couple other shout-outs with the small car.
Hold up now. It wouldn't be fair if we just talk about Fat Albert. Go ahead and tell them the other ones that you called out.
Well, I called out the Weak Link. These are the local guys, which is, I think, James and all in one on that Swizzle, and Big Girl and
OC. Wait. Hold on. Who the Weak Link?
Swivel.
Look at
Joe
Starship.
We know it.
I didn't know who they were calling the Weak Link. I didn't know.
I didn't call that. He named it. That's his car. Now he don't know Fat Albert.
No, I didn't. For real, I didn't know y'all called that the Weak Link. For real, I did not know it. That's something new now. I'm not going to lie to you about that one. God, I didn't know.
Fat Albert. How new can it be and it's on his windshield?
No. This is what I thought you were talking about when y'all were saying. I thought you were talking about the guy with the old man. Me and Dave kept talking about him. Remember though, what is his name? Who the heck built this car? What the hell's his damn name? Golly, Noble Boy built the car. That's who I thought
that's
you guys were talking
Paul
about.
Built the car.
Yeah,
oh,
Noble
you,
Boy built.
No. You got it mixed up with OC.
Yeah, that's who I thought it was.
OC ran down
the
island.
I didn't know.
Yeah. And that's all fun, you know, because Butch called me and said, OC talked real nasty to him, real nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Told Butch, who your partner? Fuck your partner. And blah, blah, blah. So OC went at Butch like that because they've been trying to go at it. But, you know, this is racing. These guys are smiling, you know, when I talk to them about it. You know, it's fun. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay.
You know.
Ain't
you
nobody
know,
take it serious, just talking trash.
Well, no. So that's okay, where cool. It is. So we see how that going. Butchie Woods, Cliff would be on, and we just got to iron out the deep, because Cliff got a few races, if I'm not mistaken. So we just want to, you know, let Cliff get settled to see how his program's running that day where we can squeeze Butch. I don't know if it's a pecking order or whatnot. So we'll get all that handled, and when that's done, then you'll get that deposit. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we just threw this thing together.
Wait, hold on. He snuck one in. You heard that? Did you hear that, what he just said? He snuck one in on us.
Yeah.
He said, get that deposit.
Yeah,
you heard that one, right? He snuck on
in.
I was a little crazy.
damn, Joe, you don't let nothing slide by.
He snuck that one right in there. Get that
yeah, that's
deposit.
That Alvin's
oh,
guy,
dude.
So. That's that Alvin's guy.
Oh, man. I said, damn, he snuck that one in quick. Well, but you got to hold on, because I'll make sure I open up a couple of these mics. Y'all got everybody up there jumping, saying something. Now I got to put these guys in. Oh, somebody just jumped off a three-something number. I got to get him back when he get back in. But, yeah, let me make sure I open up this one, because I see what the, man, I tell you, boy, when you get a computer sometime, when they, like, they come in a storm or something, they are touchy. But, that's 50 grand. Mr. 50 grand, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? Ladies and gents, how's everybody?
What's going on,
50? Damn, boy. If I had your hands, I'd throw mine in the river. You know? Mm. Everybody good?
So far, so good, man. So far, so good. Everybody's coming back. I like hearing people coming back.
We doing what we can do, two sides.
That sounds like me, Kevin Hunt, two sides.
That's what I named you. That's why I gave you that name, two sides.
I know. You gave me that name a long time ago, and I'm still live by it.
Yeah, they need us back in this thing, 50. We, you know, we're going to bring some sanity and some fun to this shit again.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start it up with White Lightning.
Oh, they're okay.
Those,
yeah, a lot of us
those,
over here
those,
is coming
those,
out.
Those,
picture that.
Hey. For those who ain't ducking and hiding, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of that. A lot of lip singing.
You heard
Dollar,
that, Joe?
Man.
Yeah, I heard that one.
No,
I heard
man, okay.
I heard it.
You heard that, Fat Albert? Now run, tell that.
Yeah, ah. Run and tell that. See like that. Run and tell that.
North is coming.
Oh, yeah.
They come every year, but they leave sad.
That's my God, boy.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
sorry,
nah,
I know.
Was,
yeah.
White
yeah,
Lightning is looking for
time.
Action.
Yeah.
So just remember that. Mm-hmm. He did say, yes, he is looking for action. So if you got somebody that looking for action, White Lightning is definitely there, looking for action. So, hold on one second. Let me make sure I open it.
Last night, Al Green, the pickup truck is looking for action. They coming.
Oh, shoot. Get out of here.
Ray and Tater, they say they looking for action. They want to lock Young Stang in.
Oh.
They don't care how much.
Oh. Oh. No, they didn't.
Yes, sir. That was brought up last night. We're going to do it. They said they want to do it a couple of weeks before the show, and they'll lock in and told them for his much. They don't care how much.
Okay. Hey, all right. I like
what that. Young Stain trying to lock you in? Fat Albert?
No.
Nah, he wasn't trying to lock him in. He was trying to lock. He was saying something to Nate or something, I think. He was saying something to Nate.
I think he was trying to lock Fat Albert in.
No, sir.
Nah. I remember that one. He was talking to Nate that day.
Yeah.
He said Fat Albert.
I'm telling you, he said Nate because Nate. I thought Nate was going to say yes. They were talking to each other.
He tried to lock Fat Albert in the other day. On Joe Pro Stock Joe show.
On Joe's show.
I was talking about on my show. He said, and Nate and them were talking on his show.
Well, who's gonna lock Fat Albert with his Mustang?
Oh well, whatever. Sugar Harry, I guess. I don't know.
He want everything in drag racing. He want everything in drag. No, that's not gonna happen.
Oh. Joe didn't say you got to give it to him?
I'm not going to give it.
I'm just asking, you know. I know you don't even tell people.
Well, Fat Al, between me and you, you might as well give it to him because when you go out there, it's going to look like you gave it to him, so do it.
You know, I'm really thinking about giving you some because you're going
to
need it.
And if I keep talking, I'm going to try to get it.
We know you coming back slow, so I don't want to slaughter you, but, you know, make it at least look interesting.
And Fat Albert, this time you should be more sociable, because you spent 3 minutes with me that one time at Bud's Creek. I came out there,
I was hospitable,
I bought you some night, we were supposed to sit down, I had another one, not even to open yours, we can have some sippy,
and for two minutes, you spent
2 minutes with me, you just said hey, and kept it moving, like blew me off.
But I was working, Kevin,
no, you call that shit I call that you was shit starting.
I gotta go around and get the money locked in, the races. I'm working. Every time Joe and Larry have a show, I'm working. Like a chicken with a head cut off.
You made me think that we were gonna sit down and chit chat and had a ball, and you spent a whole 2 minutes with me.
Blew me off.
That's why I gave your gift. I gave it to Wicked Bird, and that's why Wicked Bird gave him that night, and that's why Wicked Bird been quiet for a while. That shit's so good.
Yes, he did. But no, first.
Well,
this
is why I gotta ask you something. Did y'all see the thing what's his name? Weeby put up the other day, yesterday or so today.
He puts up a lot of stuff. What is it?
Well, I'm waiting for him to go into the Facebook jail. He was riding with the car, and he was passing by. An old rooster went out there and went to rooster.
It shot with the slingshot.
I've seen that.
This fool is gonna be in Facebook jail tonight. He's going.
I see. Oh, they were messing with my man Wicked Bird.
No, Young Stank. They locked in.
Man,
I didn't put it up because I could put it. Yeah,
I've seen it. I seen that with a slingshot.
Yeah, and he shot it right in the chest.
I thought that was when I seen that. I thought somebody was throwing shade at Wicked Bird.
No, him and Young Stang is locked in, right? Okay.
Oh,
and
okay.
There's a race right there that I didn't put out there because Young Stang never showed the car. So I can't put – I'm not going to put – We be up, show his car, and then don't show no Young Stank, so I'd rather not even show nothing. So I said, you know, wait till they get ready to show it, and then I'll put both cars up, but I'm not going to do it, you know what I mean? I know a lot of people said, why couldn't you put that out there? But the man ain't show the car, so what I'm supposed to do? You guys lock him in, but, you know, I ain't going to put something out there and then it ain't the car, and then y'all try to hold me to it. I ain't got nothing to do with it. So that's on them. That's why I didn't put out that race. and I didn't put out Sammy's races. And they got and see, Young Stang's got, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Young Stang got four races that he locked in. And Sammy got two. So, but I was not putting them out there. Until they get ready to turn around and they want to put the pitcher, then I would do it. Otherwise, I'll let them do it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be I show a car, maybe say it was a white car, and then if he come on show with a yellow car or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to say, that ain't the same car you put out. No. Don't put me in that middle of that, so I'm going to leave it alone. I don't want to be a fraud. So that's the reason why I didn't put nothing out there. So, but hold on 1 second, because these guys are hitting these minds up. Let me just open up a couple of these more mics, and then I get them in. 443-3051, your mic is open.
Yeah, good evening, Long Island. How are you?
All right. How's everything, Rob? Hello? Oh, shoot.
Man,
everything?
I'm good. I'm calm tonight after last week. I just don't want to kick no more trash cans tonight.
You don't want to kick no more trash cans? Oh, shoot.
No, I kicked enough last week. But I'll just sit back and wait and listen. I had
OG
a question
Bobby
for you. Like on three. No, I was fishing with him. I wasn't kicking trash cans. He bit hard. So,
okay, I thought OG Bobby said that trash can was full. You kicked and you broke your foot. That's all I heard.
I broke my foot. Yeah, well, I'm worried about my foot. I'm worried about his ass, actually.
Oh, shit.
But since we're going to fuck the church's money up on that one, I'll pray for him on Sunday morning. How about that?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to sit back and listen for a little bit.
Okay.
You had
a question, did you, or no?
No, I'm good. Well, three of my races I got, they're a little, for a little small money. They're not even worth putting up DPs, so I just wanted to let you know that. Me and Buck are good. We're good on that money. Black and Mild, we're good on that little bit of money. So we're good on those.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say, really. You know, we
okay.
Like a race and it's locked in. So.
Yeah. Oh, I got no problem putting something down like that then when you guys say that. No, it ain't in the money, but, you know, as long as you got the agreement, you both, you're doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I got no problem.
Yeah,
I don't want to put
good.
Something out there and then, you know, put the
no,
wrong car
out
there.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear
no,
nobody cry. You know,
no.
I want, you know how to be. I'll be in.
They've already accused me of having two different trucks already, and I don't know where they get that shit from, but anyhow.
Oh, shoot.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. Well, we're just going to sit back and rock.
Okay. Let me make sure I open up the next mic here. Let me see. 202-2474. Your mic is open.
Hey, call nigga Kip.
I'm listening.
I just wanted to say Fat Al was only sociable with you because you gave him that night-night juice. You
he didn't take it.
That's why he even...
I wish he would have took it. I end up giving it to Wicked Bird, and he's been quiet ever since. He's been relaxed.
So that means he saw what happened. That means he saw what happened to him. He won now.
Oh,
nothing for nothing, but Joe, he turned you onto the plug down there. Kenny, right, Joe?
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah, I see. Kenny is exotic,
there's another
man.
One. There's another plug, too. We got to talk. I'll tell you after later on the other one.
All right, because you turned me on to Kenny, and Kenny was no joke. I was down there, and I must have been like $800. I brought every case Kenny had. That shit was so great.
Hey, Kevin, that make twice, because if he didn't get yours, then he didn't get mine, then he paid for it.
Look, he made me take it home. Look, this is what happened with him. He said, no, Joe, you hold it. Kept telling me hold it. I said, nah, man, I might forget
it. Saying the same thing. I'm working, man.
Yep. So he left it with me.
Yeah.
And we was on the way home.
I said,
oh, man.
Halfway back to Richmond, it hit me. God damn it, Joe got my bottle. I called him. He's sitting there laughing. Me and my wife drinking it right now. I said, I be
stank. Look, he said, man, I'm thirsty. I got this over here. I mean, that Alvin left it. We ain't had no water, no nothing. We all right. We got this. But, yeah, all I got to say, We got some good plugs. Hey,
Joe,
I got to give
went,
the credit.
Joe went home and put all that Joe went home and put all that bubble bath in the tub.
How you doing, Rick? You okay?
I'm good. I'm good.
All right, I see everything is falling into place for this year. You're going to get an early start, I guess.
Yeah, boy.
I hear you,
yeah,
boss.
But that was Florida, Rick. That was Florida, Rick, when I did that joke. I messed up.
You messed up my joke, man. You messed up my joke, man. Let shit go together.
I know. That was not smart. I was just saying that was Florida when I messed that one up. I ain't never thought. I said,
oh,
damn, that was shit. I said, man, hell with this. I got to make sure. I want to hell let it run. I came back. I said, oh, shit, Chris. Damn, I messed up. Well, hold on a second. Let me make sure I open this mic up here. Make sure, because I know he's been trying to get in. Damn, these damn things are messing up today, boy. 973-0060, your mic is open.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, youngster?
I ain't nothing chilling. I had to come in and correct something because somebody said something. I got to put it on the record. I can't stand this motherfucker. Can't stand him. And he up here telling my good buddy Kevin. My good buddy Kevin. Kevin is a good buddy of mine. Call me regularly. Make sure I'm all right. Just call to say, what's up, bang you? How you feeling? You good? That Fat Albert is on my hit list.
All hit list, bro.
I can't stand him.
I can't
so let me make sure you understand. He made an offer to me. I didn't ask him. He said, you come out with that car, you got everything in drag racing. And I accepted that motherfucker about 350 pounds.
Man.
I made him about 100 pounds. He said, no.
You ain't got
yeah, that sounds like some shit he'll do.
Yep. Yeah. That good buddy.
Kevin,
that fucking Fat Albert.
I'm
so yeah,
oh,
I got
shit.
And the only reason so they like quit is sucker. Everybody, like, oh, you ain't showed it. I have no reason to. They locked me in. What I gotta show it to you for? If I tell you how I'm coming, that's how I'm coming.
Yeah.
Well, that
so
was cleared up.
Buck, we got Buck Gibson, which he's a good guy. Red Rock, we be up there making them dumbass Brewster posts and was so rude. I hope he go to Facebook jail because I like Brewster. He got up there and said he gonna beat me. A motherfucker with scrap metal parts and oil flying all over the track. I'm not worried about him.
Oh no.
Me and Tater got
on.
We talked today. We talked. We agreed. Me and Copperhead agreed in our race. Me and Copperhead locked in. We tightened up our race. We have to put it up on the first. And if he doesn't put up, I'm gonna run Tater for the same amount that I'm gonna run Copperhead for. So whoever feel like they want to get at me, all that slick talk is over. North versus South, I'm going to act like there's a motherfucking purge in there. I'm going to run through every fucking body on this phone, planning, getting ready, linking up with somebody. It's all the way back on now.
Hey, Joe, open up another mic. That's enough of this bullshit.
Oh, here
you
go.
You see that motherfucker? Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
What kind of
end of
that bullshit?
Hey, and I take that back. He offered me everything in drivers. I said, I'll take it. But he can lessen it a little bit, and I'll still take it.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I'll take it, too.
You offered it.
Now, we going to get him. We going to get him. We going to definitely put some act right in his life.
He got it ready. All he got to do is a go. You said you like Jason. Do you want to bet on Jason Fat Albert?
Woo! All right, what next is Mike? 336 1-8-3-4-5-6-7.
Mike
is open.
Oh, shit. You swear with that one. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up this other mic for you guys.
No.
Damn. 347-1310. Your mic is open.
Fat Albert, do you see you start Fat Albert?
Always, nephew. That's Fat Albert, boy, I tell you.
I don't start nothing. I'm just an
I don't know who
guy.
That is.
That's Sammy.
Sammy.
That's
him?
Sammy, that was good.
That's nephew talking. Yep.
Sammy.
This is the baddest man in Mason Dixon up.
Sammy.
You?
Do we give a fuck about a tater?
Fuck a tater.
Now, yeah, I could go back and deliver that message back to him since anybody want to inbox me talking about tater looking for me this and third. Fuck a tater. Fuck a salt and pepper, sweet and low. Bad mouth bitches as always. Fuck them. And anybody else I forgot.
Who else was it that you forgot?
Fuck Wawa.
That Ivan?
Yo.
No, he said, who else he forgot? I said, he forgot Fat Albert.
Oh, he forgot. Kevin Hart. He forgot Kevin Hart, 50 grand.
Nah, we come in North Strong.
No,
y'all
you'll never get me to go out there.
Every year, y'all talk about, we coming strong. We coming, get down there.
Well, this is my first year. This is my first year in 3.5 years. So what is
every
the past?
Year, y'all come down there.
That's what they
all
say.
All we gonna do this and get your ass tore up every time.
Well, all you gotta do is bet, Fat Albert. You saving all your money for lot lizards.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm doing, buddy. Exactly what I'm doing.
Damn. And the bad Joe, you see any 914s on there? Because I might get a proposition out yesterday about trying to lock it in. But if a 914 come up, you might want to cue it in. Maybe I get my wish. Not
okay.
And I hate to travel all the way down there to run someone from your own area, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. But that's why, like I said, I'm going to be down there, but that offer was presented yesterday, and I didn't get my reply yet.
Don't worry about
somebody,
that, Kevin.
Somebody got their microphone and speakerphone because you had a whole bunch of echoing. Ecstatic.
Fuck them, Kevin. Fuck them. We ain't got no friends. Fuck them.
Good point. Because money don't know where money come from.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm open up this mic up because I know someone to hit me. I know who that might be. 910-1949. Your mic is open. 910-1949. Your mic is open.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? It's Chona.
What's up, Chona?
What's going on? Hey,
Roy, you get my message?
Did I get your what? No. Uh-oh. What message is that? What you need?
No, I sent you a message. It ain't too important to put out there like that. But just take a look at it. When you get a chance, listen to it for me.
He wanna bet you, motherfucker. He don't wanna be your friend. He wanna bet you. That's what he said. He sent you a message saying how much.
Hey, nah, fell out with my guy, man.
You up here, motherfucker. You up here, though, talking about you don't give a fuck about nobody and all this other shit. Don't make me draw your ass.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me?
I'm scared.
What, your car?
Yeah, my car.
Well, give you need a deposit.
Nah, you stuttering. You don't want to do that.
You offered,
wow.
I accept. Now you talking about no. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, I'm already
good report.
You're right. I'm already.
Okay. Sure enough, you got the back tie.
Because I try to change.
I'll take one and one.
You ain't going to get shit. I'm giving you that because you're disrespectful.
I don't know what I'm racing. You wasn't on my radar, but, you know, you get up here talking about some nigga. Fuck about
man,
somebody.
I wouldn't give a fuck about
this.
You, your friends, your cousins, the next one you got. Fuck you and your car.
Shit. You talk shit to me like that, man.
Hold on. Let me hang up and call back so I can say it again so you make sure you heard.
Hey, Fat Albert, you want me to get on his ass? Fat Albert, tell me to get on your ass. Let me get on your ass. Stop playing with me. You better go play louder. God damn it.
Hey, showing up. Yeah, I know about that. They called me last night. Told me about that.
Okay. That's for sure. I just wanted to make sure you're looking out for you because I don't want that shit to come out and bite you in the ass.
Heads
up, Shona.
So much money that
you
want to
go before you want to go you want to go before Jazzy fuck you up, or you want me to go after Jazzy fuck you up?
Nah, I'm going to fuck y'all up, bro. I'm going to make all my money off of that Jazzy risk because y'all think y'all got something sweet, right? And I know y'all like to run the pot up. I only said a certain amount, like, you know what I mean, or better. It's going to get her better. But I'm going to, That's all I'm going to say, man.
I guess you're apologizing for your comment two minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't want to say it, man. I'm just fucking with
you. Okay.
I ain't saying Red Rock because you give me one and one, motherfucker, I'm on your ass. But, you know, I got a full plate. I got three races, and I'm trying to me and Copperhead thought. We ain't officially locked in yet, but me and Copperhead thought he's supposed to be giving me one and one for that tonight. We just got to get the times and all that other shit together.
Hey, showing up.
Yo.
What can I get?
Who this? I can't hear you. The phone kind of echoing. You said what?
Dude with a slow ass Malibu trying to get one and one.
Malibu.
Slow ass Malibu.
Man, you don't want to race. You don't want to race. I don't know who the hell I'm talking to. You can't even tell me what car it is.
Well, who are you talking to? So you know who you're talking to.
Well, I said I don't know who I'm talking to. You won't tell me what car it is.
Oh. It's a Malibu.
Man, that's 100 of them motherfuckers. They're down by the dozen. They like Mustangs.
It's a black Malibu.
Do anybody want to tell me who I'm talking to?
All right, I got to say. We playing guess
what
it is. Oh, that's
Tricky
Rick. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, man. I'm already about to
fuck
y'all up with Tricky.
You sure?
I already got y'all on the hook. You know what I'm saying? If you want to race, you just put it in that flat. I got a wake-up call for y'all motherfuckers. Everybody got lucky last year. I had a lot of shit going on. And, you know, when I did go to the track, last North versus South, the car was broke. But this year, I got the man. I don't even know what I'm
talking about. You just got it back out the engine shop, right? You just got the motor and everything back in the car, right?
Man, the motor was never hurt. The motor ain't good. It's still a brand-new motor. I only got, like, 8 passes on that motor. And got 4 wins off of 8 passes. One of them, the motherfucker, fucked the transmission up. And the other pass was like 3 days.
Oh, okay. I can see that it's in there now, and I can see that it's still hurt.
It ain't hurt. That bitch is together right now. The last time I had my car was on the weekend before my birthday in August. And I won 2 grill races that night. The following week, I went to run a shootout, and on my shakedown pass, my shock mount broke in the rear, and that shit cost me like $6,000. Like, it broke all kinds of shit. Drive shaft went through flows, the shock was bent, torque box had to be replaced, all kinds of shit, but it's got together, man. So that's
all you got to do. Well, that's good. All you got to do is get a ratchet stack, 16-millimeter engine hoist, and take it near your nearest dump. The scrap metal.
Hey, man, all you got to do is offer me one to one, and I go to your ass Friday night. That's all I'm saying.
Do you have a reason why you should get one and one?
Because I don't know what the fuck I'm really racing, but you say small block nitrous on 28, that's good enough for me. I'm just making a cushion in case, you know, you come with some crazy shit, you know?
I got the same shit you got. I got a block. Yeah. I got a head, carburetor. You don't deserve no one and one. Well, I told you, Kevin, all that slick talk was going to stop. I just don't understand. just don't get it.
You better be worried. You better be worried about Weeby while you up here fucking with me.
Man, nobody, man, you fucking talk about Weeby, Sanford and Son, scrap metal at his best.
Yeah, I got a feeling he gonna surprise your ass. So you might want to goddamn come prepared.
Let me know how many spark plugs I should take off.
Three.
Cause he ain't gonna make it down the track. You want to bet on Weeby?
I bet you $1,000 you won't run it with three spark plugs on.
That's right.
Do you want to bet on Weeby?
He won't run him with two off.
Rob, you just fucking bad mouth bitch. You could get it too. Well, I run get
the
motor car.
You might
want to
sit quiet for a minute. Don't get me started.
We take the motor car and run you.
Yeah, I've been
sitting
back.
We take the motor car.
No,
we take the motor car and run you.
Man, you know what you need to do? You need to start talking about Weeby again. Because after Weeby fucks you up, then I might talk to you.
You know how everybody wants to deflect it off of them? We got a motor car. It's not mine, but I could definitely
get it.
Look, man,
I got seven races locked in. I got seven locked in.
Man, fuck all the races. Combine them all and run this one car.
Yeah, right. You ain't the first one trying that this week.
You trying to run Bobby and Cliff, a whole bunch of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Why you call OG Bobby a nothing? Why you call OG Bobby nothing?
I know, right? Disrespectful.
Wait a minute. Why you ain't say?
Look,
why you call? Why you ain't call?
All OG doing
OG
is sitting on
Bobby.
The side.
Why you
and
just say OG Bobby?
I said OG Bobby.
Yeah, I said why'd you just say? He said two people.
I mean, I just couldn't believe he would say that about one of the guys from the north up there like that. I mean, that's just...
King.
I don't know. Why
he
say that?
He ain't from no fucking... He from the biodome of head surgery. He ain't shit either.
Ooh,
this motherfucker walk around with a big-ass head.
Oh. Man, he done showed you how to cook eggs and bacon on French toast.
Oh, damn.
Come on, man. The man got his own cooking show.
Cliff's all right with me, but they, you know, he only, Rob want to raise people that really, you know what I'm saying, that ain't right, 100%.
Hey, you understand, what motor car
you sound
talking?
Like a stand-up comedian, every time he call in.
Hey,
what'd you say?
Who he want to run that like that?
I said, what motor car you
Rob sound like a stand-up comedian every time he call in.
I don't even know who that was, but what? Say that again. You said something, James. I kind of keep up. What'd you say?
You said.
You said I said
somebody
what now?
A lot of background. A lot of background noise in the back. Somebody got a lot of background noise.
My bad. Hold on, man. I'm trying to get some fat people food.
Go on mute.
James, say that again.
Man, I done forgot what the fuck I was saying.
He was talking about the all motor car.
Nah, it wasn't about no all motor car. I know it wasn't about that.
Showing up now, what you
old
say?
Ladies, James. Welcome to old ladies.
Hold on a second, y'all. Hold on a second.
All right, Joe, open up another mic. I'm sure somebody
Is isn't Killer locked in with Rod Weber or Weber, however you pronounce your name?
Who are you talking about? Lewis?
Did you lock in with the Toyota? Did you lock in with the Toyota?
No, they acting shaky, that's why.
Hey, Ray locked in with him, man. I thought, ain't Jason locked in with him?
Yeah, it's a little bit one and one.
Jason, yeah, I think Jason is. I think Jason gave him a one and one or something.
I know. Also, let me see. Killer's locked in with the girl Sugar Mama.
Sorry about that, y'all. They giving me my duel.
I know y'all know that, right? The White Malibu.
What about it?
Right.
The White Malibu and Killer's locked in. The girl.
Is that the one that? That's the one that ran Jazir.
Nah, he's locked in with a white Malibu girl driving. Woman, I'm sorry. Matter of fact, uncle or whatever is Boxzilla. Got that big box Chevy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they locked in. They locked that in on Full Stock Joe Show.
Stinky, but
that's definitely, and Killer got some few races on his plate there too. I think Killer got like about 4 or 5.
After one ass cutting everybody that got them others and 4s and 5s, some of them shit's gonna die off.
You think so?
Avon no, got an off the trailer race side that you Jones on it. Locked in.
Hey,
oh, he running Killer. That's it. Avon running Killer off the trailer side.
Yeah,
it all depends on how it is going.
Yeah, that's right. Killer and Avon, they locked in Saturday off the trailer.
Hey, Pat Albert, you keep talking about this North versus South thing. I bet more of the North cars win races than the South, though. I bet you that in the blind.
That haven't happened in the last 5 years. I don't even want to take your money.
Yeah, right.
He's smart. He's a shifty one, boy.
Yeah, he's not even out about that.
Yeah,
hey, you're the problem, Joe. It's your fault. Nobody want to call us. You know how you always say,
Joe,
I'm just keeping it
Joe
real.
You feel a little salty after Marcus made him feed him, you know, on a silver platter. Joe been feeling a little salty about that.
Fat Albert, you going to do? You can't do that. But Joe, it's your fault, Joe. It is your fault.
No.
Because you out here, as you say. No,
I lost that bet.
You say I'm just keeping it real. You always keeping it real. Call it and say you're gonna just say I'm keeping it real. I'm put it out there.
I lost the bet to Marcus, and I paid the debt. I paid him the money, and I had to feed him on a platter. That was part of the thing, the agreement. I kept
it's
my
your
word.
Yo, you need to get on this guy's ass, yo. You let him slide. You're a nice guy. Fuck him up.
Whoa. Marcus.
Rob Weber, take that fucking Vega and whoop his ass.
Oh, well, we're going to find out. I'm running Marcus's brother that day, Saturday. You running?
No, fuck Marcus, his bitch ass, and him and his sister, whoever you got. Run Rob Weber. Fuck him up.
Run who?
Rob Weber.
He went
eight
you
ball.
To run me, Long Island. He went
fuck
to
him
me
up.
You tell him, we're going to get to that business when we get to that business. Right.
I bet you the hold up.
He's trying to figure out how he gonna do it. He keeps saying we gotta get ones first. He gotta do them first, then he gonna go at me.
Yeah.
So,
I told him he's in trouble before the year's out. So I don't know. It is what it is. So what I would worry about is what race I don't have locked in. If I was you, that's what I would worry about. So,
what race you don't got locked in?
I'm talking about you. I got plenty of races locked in.
As do I.
I don't know. Do you? Don't sound like it to me.
Well, put yourself in one of them situations then.
Not trying to. My damn card is full. I got one spot open.
Where's
it for you?
Yeah, okay.
Friday night.
I know. I know why.
Why? Tell me why you know so much.
Because you was a bad mouth bitch.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Mark, why are you talking nasty to that man?
Fuck him. He's a bitch.
Yeah, fuck him.
Told him we take the motor car and run him head the fuck up. He can shoot that raggedy ass truck. 8 ball, corner pocket, 8th mile.
Yeah, I told you I got one spot open, and it ain't for you.
I should make Cliff lock you in, because that's the only way you're going to fuck us go when you think you got to win.
I think they locked in.
We are locked in. See, what you don't know, you don't know. See, just let them talk long enough, and they tell you exactly what they don't know.
I Yeah, racism represents exactly how confident you are.
I'm listening, but busy can't hit the one button. What the hell is
that? That's what Prince said?
Yeah, he texted me that. I'm listening, but busy can't hit the one button. Busy. I don't know. He listening, though. Cliff listening, so we'll go with that. Wait a minute. Oh, Antoine just texted me. Let me see what the hell he talking about.
Hey, Mark, what's this motor car you talking about?
Hey, Mark, I answer, I want to see Slight Cliff against A. Paul. He said he'll cover that bet.
Yo, you won't see me betting on nobody else's car until mine is done.
Okay, well, I'm just reading.
Bet all my money, all my race, all my bets go on my car.
Well, you run out of money?
Ooh.
No. It's called capitalize on your own shit. Everybody always beat me with my other shit. When mine's out there, I'm not losing. But you can, you know, you got a bet with already. Me and you already got a bet. So if you want to add on, you can see how much money I got if you want to tighten up your bet. Or if you want to make $5,
nah, I just
put his $1,000
sure.
back up there.
I just want to make sure you got total money to get home this time. That's all.
Nah. It's all right. Your 300 is already counted for.
I got two questions for you, Mark. What motor car are you talking about?
My uncle.
All right, so you ain't go far with that one. I got another proposition for you.
You didn't make one yet. Cause the first one you made, you declined as soon as you finished your sentence. Now you're asking about that one. You want to do something with it?
Nah, well, listen. I run your head up with an all-steel all-glass car. The Nike car.
You run your head up with an all-steel all-glass car?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm listening.
5 and 5.
Okay, I'm listening. You driving it?
Nah, I ain't driving it.
Oh, so you going to recruit somebody else? So I had to own the contact me because I got an all-steel, all-glass car.
Nah, bro, listen. I don't even drive my fucking car. I'm only driving against Jazeera because that's what we locked in. But the other races, I ain't driving.
What? Okay. What car is it?
It's a Mustang, all-steel, all-glass on 28.
Okay. Whose is it?
Man, you hear about the wrong shit. It's somebody in my
camp.
That's the question.
It's his uncle. It's his uncle.
Okay.
Actually, it's my auntie's car.
Oh, it's my uncle. There you go. His auntie.
My
one thing, lock in. Heads up. All still all glass. Heads up.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All still all glass. You versus this Mustang I'm coming with. And you know what I'm saying? We can come out, we can figure out the money later, or we can do 5 on 5 or whatever. I know you like to make it worth your while, so, you know.
Okay.
On 28.
Let me make sure I can get the card in. Not a problem. We'll talk on that. Before, because now you want to bring somebody else's in next to that. It's a small block, right?
No, man. It ain't even that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care about, like, not saying your car. You say, you know what I'm saying, how you coming or whatever. I'm just telling
you. You said it's a small block, right? You said it's a
small
block?
Yeah, it's a small block.
Hold on.
All still all glad.
I'm going to find out for you right now.
I'm talking about you. You with the car you locking in with all these other races. And I might be looking for that Toyota, too. I might jump on him. I've got to make sure I got enough room in the schedule that I want that Toyota, too. I don't like the way Jordan was talking on his live feed.
My man texted me back. He said, yeah, he could do it Saturday, but it'd be 2 on 10. to Saturday. Are you interested?
Man, I'm talking to you. I wasn't talking to you, man.
I'm talking to you. So just like you going against my else car, I'm talking to you. That's what the man just said.
Man, I was trying to get you a race, dog. I don't want to be
middle
man.
I got Jason and I got Tatum. I ain't looking for that, but for you, I'll give you a special appointment.
But why don't you just give me
now,
1-1 with my car?
Why would I do that?
Because I don't know how you coming for real.
I don't know how you coming. I'm telling you how I'm coming. You
know exactly
I got the car.
You know exactly how I'm coming. You seen the car. You was there last
your
year.
Your SN95 Mustang, right? Your SN95 Mustang, right? Your SN95 Mustang and my Mustang. Joe knows my car. Joe knows the car. Them two cars, lock your hands up. Now you tell me how you coming. I'm going to come
Thank
just
you.
Like you.
I don't know what you just said. I missed that.
You driving your car versus Jazzy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Lock in.
Where we
I ain't give
in?
You 1-1. I give you one or the other. You pick which one you want. Me and you.
Nah,
owner's car, owner's drive.
Nah, I want 1-1. Same race Jazzy giving back. I drive, you give me 1-1.
Nah. Put your driver in, go heads up then.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that. But I'll drive that bitch 1-1. Why does the driver even matter?
Who drives?
Like, I don't know why people put the driver. Why does the driver matter? Racing the car.
Okay. You got small block on nitrous. I got the same thing. Are you all steel, all glass?
No, it's not some all steel, all glass. My car, you know my car not all steel, all glass. Why would you ask me that?
I don't know what your car is. I'm telling you. All right, mine's not all steel, all glass.
Dude, you one of the few people that have seen my car up close in person, seen the motor, seen everything about the car. You was right there when I was working on the big last year. Same car.
Okay, so you sit just similar to me. So if you want to do it, we could do it. I run you 5-on-5 before I run Copperhead.
I want 1-on-1 though. I need the 1-on-1. I can't live that head up.
I don't know how you feel you can't lay their head up, but okay.
Ring the bell, Fat Albert. Gonna move it on.
Yeah,
move on. Hold on 1 second, you guys. I'll open up this mic. 757-1006. Your mic is open.
I was just opening up my mic before it gets too late, though. I'm gonna be on mute. But this is Drew Brown.
Drew.
What's going on, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Can't complain.
I'm working on it. I think I have it ready. If I do, I'll stop trying to get Ricky blocked, but I'm gonna be quiet until I don't. If that happens, get all pressure, then I will buy a motor. I will run a transmission. I will do everything I got.
Damn, Fat Albert, you want everybody Christmas gift. What you do to people, Fat Albert?
What did you say?
The man said if he got to go rent a transmission, borrow a motor, or buy whatever just for you. You are on everybody's wish list, buddy.
If you get all pressure, that's what's going to happen.
Hold on. Merry Christmas, Drew. I got a motor transmission converter all ready for you. I'll let you use it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
I like Drew Brown if it happens.
I know you do, so why don't you just go ahead and just like you.
Oh, no.
Hey, Joe, I didn't know Fat Albert was on so many dance cards.
I know. I was surprised.
Hey, I am so well. I am so loved. You know what? It must be true, Kevin. You know, I am a superstar.
You are, hey, you are that. Hey, listen, you played in your own cartoon series. You know.
I am well.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well,
you had your own cartoon series you directed and played in?
I'm just waiting on Drag Week magazine to call me for my photo shoot.
Well, only thing you gotta do, you gotta do like your leader that taught you how to do that moonwalk dance. So you just gotta get your skin a little paler and you'll be right in the magazine.
Joe, it's M-U-T-E. Hit it, Joe. Where Jeff Rogers at? I ain't talking to my buddy Jeff in a while.
Don't worry, you on his list too.
No, that's my teammate.
Nah, he's your teammate.
That's right. Uh-oh, I got a text, and it's a man. Tell Marlo, let that motherfucker borrow your shit. I just got a text, and I'm going to read it verbatim. He said, let that motherfucker borrow your shit to lock me in. Good talking, motherfucker, her. Damn.
I bet y'all know where that
came
from.
Oh, man.
Pat Abba.
Yo.
That came from Zeus. That came from Zeus.
You going to have sugar in me there?
Nah. I'm getting her ready for Kevin Hunt. She's not going to be there. Ain't going to be able to make it for March.
That's like a May date. He wants a holiday.
I want Memorial weekend. That's
Memorial
Day,
yeah. I'm gonna do everything in my power.
Who was that directed to? I'm lost. Who was that directed to?
Well, they said for me to let you borrow the shit so they can goddamn bust your ass. So it was a director.
Who said that?
The man asked you a question, Fat Albert. Tell him who.
Well,
who said it?
Oh Lord,
God damn, they scared to tell me.
Hold on. You ain't even got to say no names. Just give me a hint.
Give him initial.
He cut hair?
You don't need no hint, motherfucker. I said.
Oh, man. Why you wasting my time for?
What do you need?
What you going to give me?
The man asked you what you going to need. We going to speed this shit up now. The 2022 rules. We going
to
speed shit up. The man asked you what you need.
I need the one-on-one, or I need the same race you were going to offer me last year.
You need the backpack to clear?
Yep.
Thank a lot. Sir.
If I can get ready, I ain't ready yet.
No, fuck that if you can get ready. You talk. You say that's what you need. You got your back time.
And you said it. You said it, that man.
You got
you said
the back
time.
You said
it,
man. You got the back time.
I might not be there, but if I do be there, I'll take that.
Why the fuck is you on here talking if you ain't gonna be
boy.
Here?
Oh boy.
You just got something on your
man.
The man just said. I just told the man that I wasn't going to be ready, and the man said he'll let me go.
You just wanted to get out here and talk to me.
That's all.
Can you get on this? We're talking about you need a bar, motor, and rent a transmission.
Man, listen. Look, Rick, man. I just said
man.
I wasn't going to be ready. You just get out here and pump your chest. I said I ain't got no oil pressure, bro.
When you going to be ready?
It's okay. I don't know.
When you going to be ready?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Get back to us when you're ready. So we're going to move on. Fat Albert, next caller. We speeding the show up in 2022. Man said he ain't ready. He going to get it. When he ready, he'll pass it on. So, Rick, does that one-and-one last forever, or is there an expiration date on it like milk?
Whenever that motherfucker get off, he still got one-and-one.
Okay, so that offer lasts for the season, sir. You got that for the season.
Sir.
It was said. So we gonna move on.
Listen, Kevin, but that Malibu that he put up for sale. Don't sell him.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. So what else we got going on, Joe? Who next?
240-6753. Your mic is open. Two four oh 6753. Your mic is open.
I'm sitting back listening, Joe.
Okay, got it.
Hey, who got the TV on in the background? That's some noise I'm hearing. Who got the TV on?
I don't know. Let me go down the list. So I get it off somehow.
So, Fat Albert, 2022, we're going to speed things up. The man say,
yeah.
If the man asks you, what do you need, and he turns around and say, what you going to give me, then we're going to move on. He asks him, what you need.
He told him he got it.
He got it, and he got it as long as with that particular car, so all that has been cleared. Like, we're going to speed shit up in 2022.
Okay, that was 13-10.
Out of reality, that's how it's supposed to be.
Oh,
fuck this.
Yeah,
money.
New
hey,
world
Kevin,
order.
Hey, Kevin, did I hear right that they said that they wanted to run your Mustang with the Bam Bam car?
Yeah, but we're going to... No, I said Bam Bam. They wanted to run me with... What's the Butch told me the guy? Boogeyman or Boogie something? That was when Antoine.
Boogeyman is the
You talking about Bigfoot?
No, it was a truck.
Oh.
Originally, when I was talking, and I was like, no, I was thinking Bam Bam, but Antoine mentioned that. But I talked to me and Antoine. We had a sidebar early this afternoon. He called me, and we talked about dollars and how we're going to do it. And so we kind of said it's just when you
that's
know
not,
when it's
that's,
time.
That's not going to happen.
Hey, Mark, why don't you be? How you know the fuck?
Excuse me, what? Yeah, it's Boogeyman y'all talked about earlier. Man,
well, I wasn't talking. Here's the thing. My partner, Butch, he knows the cars. I don't. I haven't been to the track in a few. So I'm just like, I just know to hear the guys over the radio show. So
right.
I know how, I listen, Antoine is straight and crooked at the same time. So when I was thinking one car, he mentioned a truck that I didn't know, and Butch corrected it. He says, no, I'm talking about Bam Bam, not Boogeyman or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So that's how we left off. And we're going to continue
like
the
how,
competition.
That sounds like how a bitch move. It sounds about right.
He said, listen, I spoke to him earlier. He told me he was going to be very nice. He wasn't going to get on here and start shit, and you're going to talk him up. It's going to be Antoine or Marcus, either or. But Antoine
one of the bitches, so basically.
God, I ain't going there with that shit. Because you know how y'all roll.
Damn.
Oh, Lord. Any more mics need to be open, Joe?
Nah, I'm waiting.
You should open up Stone Cold Mike.
Everybody keep texting me.
Maybe they having problems getting in the queue.
Oh, hold up. Somebody just hit in. Hold up. Good evening. Good evening.
I know what that
336-9816. Your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing out there?
I know. We doing all right there, bad man.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Not nothing.
Cliff can't get on the show tonight.
Cliff is locked in to do your thing, huh?
Say that again.
I said you and Cliff are locked in to do your thing now. But y'all didn't put no time on it?
Well, you said it's not locked until the DPs is up, and that's why, like I said,
o'clock.
We're waiting to, on that order, Joe.
Okay.
So, you know, we was going to discuss
y'all,
that with Cliff.
Oh, so y'all ain't got no time yet, right?
No, Cliff's got so much stuff going on, man. We don't know where we fit in.
Well, I figure, you know, I figure
o'clock.
Pusher might need time. Like he,
oh,
like
4 o'clock?
Last time to turn, you know, like turn wrenches. He got to try to get his shit together, you know, like last time. And time ran out on Butchie. So this time I told Cliff, don't give him no time. Let him turn until the sun go down.
Mm-hmm.
There you go with that bullshit, Butch.
No.
I don't. You gonna pay a price this year, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
I wait no Butch to say something.
I got God rested. I got that. This was a what would Big Dave say moment.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
I got a text
yes, sir.
From somebody. Sammy got a Mustang, all steel, all glass. He's called an infant Fraser horse with a 302 in it. He said, you want to do something?
With a 302 in it?
I'm going to send you the picture. God damn that shit.
Okay. Inbox it to me. Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm going to
do it right now.
I might,
Fat Albert, let me ask you a question, if I may, since you're the voice of reason.
Yes,
I'm doing the right thing, right, when I kind of like post the call. I want people to see what I'm coming with so there ain't no sidebar because everything now is trickery and deceit and blah, blah, blah. They ain't even fucking racing no more. So, you know, that's why when you see me, I'm not posting for glory. I was like, this is what I have. This is what I own.
Right.
So if I speak on something other than these, it's not mine, and I'll be upfront with that.
Right. You did it right.
That's why I showed you your two killers.
Can't say you got a ghost card. You showed what you got. It's
yeah, I'm showing, and I did everything, but you know, but jack it up and let see the bottom of them. Oh, there's one you haven't seen. It's going up to the shop next week. That's the Trans Am.
Okay.
Like I said, this year, man, everything is going in, motors and all that other shit. So, but that's. Those are the big tie cars. Right now, everything is small tires, small blocks. So, like I said, my partner and I, we threw something together for some fun, to have fun. Because this is supposed to be some fun shit, right?
Right, right, you know.
Okay,
right.
Well, that's where my head is.
Well, when I race you for more weekend, it's fun. When
it's
going to
be
ass,
supposed to be
fun.
You're going to get the funnest ass whooping you ever caught in your life.
When I run out your life, it's going to be for fun.
The only reason you run out of my life is because you don't want to deal with me no more.
Yes, sir. Is you bringing the Malibu back out?
How's it?
I'm going to have. I told you they both got your name on them. Whichever one I decide to come first, I'm trying to put everything. One, the Camaro will probably be the first because that's been sitting the longest. I got to do something with that Camaro.
Okay. Okay.
So, but like I said, you know, listen, when you got as much shit laying around there that's been sitting. It's like, what order you go in? The good thing is the Mustang is running.
Yeah, I saw you. You got a lot of stuff in the shop. I'm like, good gracious, he got, you know, I mean, I didn't see nothing fast, but you do got a lot of parts in there. Good.
I didn't show you the fast part.
I mean, you had nothing fast, but I mean, yeah, I'm like, well, Kevin, you know, for
well,
guys
like I told you,
or maybe want a bracket race, they need to go see Kevin.
I can show you.
You know.
I can show you better than I can tell you, and that's my plan.
Oh, okay. You and your partner Butchie, so now I know where Butchie got his parts from. Wow, okay, man.
Well,
nice
the thing we was doing, God rest him, Big Dave, you know, Butch didn't need, we was just, when we say help, Butch is Butch. Butch was around us young. So me and Dave, we was like, we wasn't doing anything crazy, like going out there and buying. Butch had his own. It was just the little things, the little tighten-up things. That's what Dave and I, we was kind of, you know, helping on that end. Nothing else. That money Butch spent, Butch's money. So it was just like, okay, I know certain things that people, so that's what it was. And God rest him, Dave ain't here, so it was like, we got to finish what we started. And Dave had Cliff. So this is everything we do this year. This is about Briscoe and Big Dave.
Right, right.
Because Dave's son is still a wheel man.
Right.
So, you know, all this is about that.
Okay.
Rob,
nice.
Oh, yes, you did. You texted me.
Yeah, how's that car sit, Fat Albert?
Sammy, hit the
how's that car sit? Forget that. I ain't even entertaining that clowny-ass motherfucker tonight.
Goddamn, you heard Sammy's name, and you hurried up in dodgeball.
Yep, because you know why? Because I'm in a good mood tonight, and I don't want to fuck with Sammy. That's why.
What does Sammy do that's so bad besides talk like everybody else?
See, by the time...
See, you started to say something. Don't stop your tongue. You started to say something.
I was, but I was going to eat my dinner.
And then you giggled.
Mm-hmm. I did laugh. I did laugh. Because he's one of them New Jersey motherfuckers.
Sammy don't say no more than anybody else on this show. Maybe less.
He know that Sammy just ain't built his car like he built his
car. How's the car sit anyway, Fat Albert?
On 28, all steel, all glass.
Is he a turbo car or a nitrous car?
Full interior, bottle fed, daily driver, no cage in it, with music. What else you want to know?
Don't forget the car seat.
The last six VIN numbers are 6 3 4.
That motherfucker. Don't give me them.
He gets where you're going, Sammy.
Know?
Hey, Sammy, Rob fucking with you, Sammy. You want me to take care of that for you, man?
He's just scary. I'm putting a all fucking street car.
Hey, Sammy, can you talk?
Can you speak clear?
Be clear, I can't hear you. Stop stuttering. Be clear.
The only thing I can say to you, are you DP ready? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, I'm always DP ready, motherfucker.
I don't hear DP, Fat Albert. Long Island, we got 2 DP men on here.
All right.
If you want to come off the trailer, we come off the trailer. You want to stick me to drive?
Hey, Joe, I'm eating some collard
drive.
Greens tonight, but they're not yours, Joe.
He's talking about collard greens now.
That's right.
You went to the food channel?
Mark.
Young
Sting. Come over to the street car. I drive everywhere. Fat Albert saw me drive it to North Carolina to 710 Dragway.
Yeah.
But you are forgetting you're talking to a bad mouth bitch.
Right.
Sit on
you,
right.
How do they get that title? Listen, for those minds out there that don't know, how do they get that title from you, Young Stank?
They act like bitches.
They act like bitches, they talk like bitches, too.
Young
they act like bitches, they talk like bitches, they look like bitches, so they are bitches.
Yeah, I remember us. I remember us last
Young
year Stein. Trying to lock in like 8 or 9 races
yep.
with you, Sammy. We couldn't get one race locked in with you, so why would we even waste any more fucking time with you, man? You've had your opportunity, so why would we even waste any more
Where
time?
Where did you try to lock me in? When I had the oil pressure, why got my shit wasn't running?
I got a question. Who is the we? Is it you or y'all?
Good report.
He was the owner, driver, and everything.
Where were you 6 years ago?
We tried to lock you in with SNL. We tried to lock you in with Bigfoot. I think
so
ODB, we tried to lock
you
in.
Talking about this five, though? That's the question.
That's what I want to know.
One
I'm
for
talking
all.
You. I have a car just for you. Even sits less than you. Sits less than you. With a little 302 in it.
And yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. Talk about today. Never mind what you tried to do to the man a while ago. He could have had car problems. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. He's talking about today. Gonna keep that focus on today.
Yep, exactly.
Today. Never mind how your feelings on because something didn't go down back when. Let's talk about now.
Hey, Rob.
Why would we waste any more time?
I have
Rob,
seven. Can you give me dates? Can you give me dates? I can lock
the man got a full schedule, so you got to give him that. He got a full schedule.
2022 did not start yet. 2022 did not start yet, but we got dates all coming up for every single one of those cars.
So, Rob, you racing Friday and Saturday, or all your races are going to be jammed
seven,
in like
– How am I going to run seven in one day? There's no way.
Well, listen, some people – Lot Lizard do. He did shit like that. Maybe not seven, but, you know, so
– Well, Ron – what's LeRon? Isn't he with us? I thought he was with us.
Was? Somebody done got that pink slip. News flash. You done told it.
Good report. What?
That's right.
So you let them talk long enough, they'll tell it.
Yeah, you know,
now,
I wonder why
he
won.
No, hold on. I'm on here now. So who the hell's talking shit? I'm on here now.
Everybody. And
let me get a double steak bowl, a burrito bowl with white rice. Now, Sam, you sit up here talking all this shit on the damn telephone. Man,
I'm
Conley's trying
saying,
to lock
you need
you
to
in
watch
with
that
Oh, no. I'm
okay,
on here now. You mean locking shit in. You mean locking shit in. Rob, ignore him. Let me get some black beans. I was
How about OTB?
Was
part of our
Long Island News. We ain't wasting our time with Sammy.
Because you know you got nothing
listen,
for
that's
him.
What I told him.
You got nothing
listen,
for
we,
him.
Listen, we're
why.
Not. Listen, we're not worried about you. Goddamn it.
Where's Zeus?
We're not worried about you.
Where's Zeus?
What's Zeus gonna do? All I want you listen. When I run Zeus, just bet with him. That's all I'm kind of asking you to do.
Oh, I'm most definitely betting with him.
Antoine, please do.
You know
what
I went past that Arizona bridge this morning? I saw Sam McGinley jump off that motherfucker scared. Scared of North versus South. That's what I saw.
I'm BP ready for all you motherfuckers. Now talk to me.
Oh, now all of a sudden you're a DP. You're
now
DP ready, but just when you had the wagon out,
you wasn't DP
ready when you had the wagon. We tried to lock you in for multiple daggone grudge races. You were scared to go out there.
I was locked in with Bigfoot. It rained out.
You was locked in with Bigfoot and you did the front fucking ring dance, man.
What happened at Galat?
You kept running all day at Galat to try to duck Bigfoot. Stop the lies, man.
Matt Albert, no, hold up. Matt Albert. Matt Albert, clear this for me. Matt Albert, clear it for me.
You got to clear nothing up. You ran all day from Bigfoot.
Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. Let's talk about today.
The last time he walked past, Antoine, was I busy?
And he
looked
Galant
the other way.
Didn't I call everybody and their mother and Galant? Nobody showed up. Only three other four people showed up. Where was these bad mouth bitches at?
After you left the track, you did.
After I hit the wall.
Sammy got the mic.
Now you can't drive, too. Okay.
Sammy
so now you can't drive,
said,
too.
Matt Albert, get on the mic and say, I'll run in it. He did. He came twice. He did it twice. He did do that. He did it twice.
Okay.
So now he's
okay.
You know, when did they come? When I crashed the wagon, they came to me to lock me in. That's when they
we didn't
came.
Know that. We didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
That sounds like some BS too. That's some BS. But all right, it's Sammy's story. Let you tell it.
Fat Albert, didn't that crash the wagon? Long Island
yeah,
Joe, did that crash the wagon?
Yes. You
man, we all know right you crashed the wagon. You got it up for what? Man, we all know that, man. We all see it.
So what's the problem now?
Yeah. Now you want 8-ball after the man has came on here three. It don't matter. I don't give a fuck what you coming with. He's been on this talk show three times for 3 weeks saying he got seven races. Now all of a sudden y'all want to act like y'all got Big Vogue Montreal Bowl and that got y'all want
to
lock somebody in.
It don't have to be. It don't have to be for Galant. I'll drive the shit to Del Mar.
Marcus said he tried to race you before the crash. He just texted me and said he tried to run. He said you lied. He tried to run you before the crash.
You know what? You're right. Yes, because he came into me when I was ready to race that Turbo Mustang, the convertible one, when I crashed. That's when he came up to me. You're right. I was locked in with a $500 DP for $1,500. So I'm going to pay the deposit to run Bigfoot. I said, let me take care of this race, and we'll talk.
Right.
See, you're honest about that.
Let me get double scoops of corn, sour cream, cheese, and lettuce.
So I don't know where they're coming from. The car didn't get, if the car didn't hit the wall, it would have been a different story.
All right, we kind of got that. So now we into the what you can do for me now.
Yes.
Never mind the past.
The man, yeah. He has seven races. He got seven races, Kevin Hunt.
I said that. To his credit, the man got seven races.
Even,
so.
Yeah, I do. And even if I had time for you, Sammy, you just trifling this fucking shit. So.
Okay, that is different then.
So, yeah.
I'm trifling.
That's just different.
All right.
You are
just
fucking trifling.
Keep swinging. Just keep swinging off Antoine's nuts.
You know, when I get bored later on during the season and I ain't got nothing better to do, I might entertain you. But right now, I'm busy.
I'll tell you right now, none of you guys, the we,
yeah,
are coming. Think. Nobody will ever come sit next to me, 100%.
Hey, Sammy.
None of you.
Okay.
Sammy.
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
Yo. Hey, Sammy.
Unless I sit there and blow tires off.
Come on, Dad.
That's when they'll come.
What's going on?
You gonna blow
I just want to clarify
Marcus,
something.
Marcus.
All right, go ahead. You're fine, baby. Thank you.
I just want to clarify what Sammy said.
Okay.
We went to Sammy. Me and my son went to Sammy and asked Sammy to race. It was way before he wrecked his car. Sammy said that
what,
he already
what
had
did
two
I tell
races.
You?
Hold on.
What did I tell
hold
you?
On.
All right, then. So what's the problem?
Hold tight, Sammy.
Yeah.
We came to your trailer and asked you, did you want to do something with Bigfoot? You said, I already got two races.
Yeah.
We said, okay.
Yeah, three. Mm-hmm. I said three.
All right, so why did you just sit up here and say, we never came to
but
you until after
I
you wrecked your car?
You're still talking, saying that I've been ducking you, but I crashed the wagon. And I said,
before
I raced. It was your pops that
before
came up to me.
Before you crashed
it was me
the
and,
wagon.
Yeah, this is Pops. It was me and Pops. Me and Marcus was on the golf cart together.
Oh, this is Pop. Yes.
Yeah, this is
Pop. So you speak the truth all the time, pretty much, I think. But
yeah,
Marcus
I try to. I got
after
some bullshit with me, too, but I try to speak the truth most of the time.
But what did I tell you? I had race blocked in, right? Boy, I told
you
I had race blocked in, right?
You did.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Let me get these cleared up, and we're going to talk, right or wrong. Did I say that?
Yes, sir. That's what you said, but I feel like... This is kind of what I felt like.
Right.
I understand it's your race program, and you did what you did exactly what you said. You said, I got two races. Let me get them out of the way, and we can do something. But for the history that you for as long as you and Bigfoot have been trying to run each other, or should I say as long as you've been trying to duck Bigfoot, I felt like that race should have
like
won the top.
No, I wasn't. I don't duck nobody.
What?
I've never ducked nobody
you know,
Pop, in my life.
This is where I'm at. This is where I'm coming at. Why would we even entertain him anymore?
Rob.
Do you know how many hours we have spent trying to fuck with you, Sammy? And you keep ducking. I mean, it's crazy, man.
Well, what
it's not even worth talking about.
Where were you 2 years ago? Where were you 3 years ago? Where were you 4 years ago? When I was offering everybody the bad mouth bitch.
I was watching you is what I was doing, Sammy.
Everything in drag racing every time
you.
I went to the track. And I saw you there.
I was watching.
Here's food for thought. Let me ask y'all two questions. Sammy.
Yeah.
They just said something. Will you be running to run Bigfoot?
I'm running Bigfoot. We can
okay,
put
so
right now.
There ain't a problem then. It's just one side of the problem. Y'all for some reason want to fuck with him. The man said, okay, all that shit that happened in the past is the past. Right now we into the future. He's ready to do it. And y'all is like, well, if y'all got something going on that y'all don't want to mess with him.
Hey,
I'm
Rob,
trying to be neutral in this shit. Now, am I right with
this? I'm going to explain this to you. I'm going to explain this to you why they're not locking in right now. They want,
Lock him in, Rob.
To go to the track first.
If they come in with a street car,
you're
going to drive it there.
I don't step steps like that.
And I'll
yes.
be damned. See, because this is what will happen with a clown like Sammy. So,
don't say what would happen,
bro. I got seven races locked in. This is what I'm going to tell you. See, I'm going to break it down real fucking simple for you.
We can go on
if you just
day,
shut
okay.
the hell up and
be,
listen
be,
to
you
me.
You don't have to be for
Sammy.
Let him speak, Sammy. Let him speak.
Sammy.
Let him talk, Sammy.
Go ahead.
Listen to a logical man. You're emotionally driven. So if I take one of them 7 men that I've already got races like with and I put him off on the side, I'm disrespecting him, not only him but myself, when you start talking some bullshit later on about not wanting to fucking race me. So why would I even entertain you?
Okay, well, here's what Sammy said that you missed. Here's the part that Sammy said you missed. Sammy said it doesn't have to be at Galat. It can be anywhere at the Galat.
Chalk out.
And I told him,
I told him,
my truck is a busy truck right now. Is that not right? Everybody wants a piece of it.
You can be
and when
busy.
I get
no
bored,
problem.
And when I get bored, do you hear me? When I get bored and have
like
nothing better to do, then I might.
All right, we got that. I understand
then,
now. Fat Albert,
now,
with
him.
See, ring the bell.
No,
move it along.
Uncle Kev, now, listen to this one. I'm going to tell you straight out right now how this is going to work. They want me to come to the track, blow tires off, and then they'll come and get me. That's when they're not busy.
Well, you do that all the time anyway, Sammy. I mean, you can't get down the racetrack. So even to, you know, it's not really a gamble. I just don't want to fuck with you right now.
So,
that's nothing.
But listen to this. If I go to the racetrack,
you just waste some long hours.
I always don't go down the track. So that's easy money for you. So you can get this money easy. Hmm.
Yeah.
I could be that mouth bitch as we. I could be like Weeby for you guys.
Yeah, right. You better watch out. So when I get bored, I'll entertain you. When
right.
I speak
we'll
to
see.
You,
you'll
we'll
know. Find out.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
If he don't entertain you, would he be doing something wrong?
When I will. Speak.
Would you like? When you get ready for him, and he says, if he pulls that same thing you saying, I don't want to fuck with you. Would he be doing anything wrong? This is just for future references. I'll give voice a reason for 22. I hear your point and I hear Hammy's point. Everything that was going down is what happened in the past, why you feel that you don't want to mess with him now, which has nothing to do with now. The man said he'll do this. He said it ain't got to be Galat because you got a trillion races you're doing. Understood. But
and
now you
I,
said
and
when
and
you
I
get
told,
bored and you
and
get tired, you would entertain
I
him.
I said, and what did I
when
say?
You would entertain
when I get
him.
Bored.
Okay.
When I get bored,
now, Sammy don't want to entertain you. Would you? Let me finish.
Let
me finish.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Just saying, though. He just didn't answer my question. I said, if it turns around and Sammy don't want to entertain you, are you going to get at him and make him look stupid?
It all depends.
That's what you're doing to him now. You're telling him you don't want
to
entertain him.
That's what he's trying. Well, that's what he's trying to do to me now. So whatever, we'll work on that later on. If he says no,
okay, that's all I'm
because
it's
going to
come up again. It's going to come up again.
It'll come up again. I guarantee
it will come up again. Listen, fuck all that. We made Sammy look stupid all year last year. What the fuck we worry about with him this year?
That's right.
And I mean,
that's what I'm trying to say,
Mark. So what's the problem?
That's what I'm trying to say to him, Marcus.
Is,
but he's fucking hard-headed and he won't listen.
The problem is that we don't.
Sammy, let it go. Let it go, Sammy.
Just let it go.
I'm done.
All y'all doing is wasting time.
It's
not going to run you, Sammy. They're not going to run you, so you're just wasting time.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
I'm wasting my breath.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who that back there in the background talking all that waste of time shit, but we tried to run him all year last year, so what the fuck is
we got doing? That. We understand that.
I said
that's
right,
last year.
Right now,
that
dude back there right, in the background right talking now, about me. Fuck all that shit. Okay, right now, so I'll tell you, a, I'm just what, saying what, right what, now. What? Be at the track. Be at the track when we draw on him and watch him back the fuck up. Then I don't want you to talk that shit about all. They don't want to run. Because y'all motherfuckers so one-sided on these motherfucking shows that it's pathetic. Be real.
What I was saying
is right now, it's a waste of time for both parties. It's not going nowhere. Why are we still talking about it? That's what I was saying.
Somebody took the baby ball.
Thank you, James, for clarifying that. That's all it was. That's why, like I said, we're going to spend less time on what's not going to happen and more time what could happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, good report, and I'm back on mute.
And thank you for being polite, you and Antoine. Appreciate you.
Hey, Kevin.
Good report.
Yes, sir.
Now, Kevin, didn't I tell you earlier today? Didn't I tell you I wasn't going to start no shit today? I wasn't doing none of this. Ain't that what
you
I told
sure
you?
Sure did.
You sure did, and you know what? You kind of halfway broke that fucking promise, but you're still good.
I halfway, because, listen, they were jumping on my boy. He was leaning a little bit. No, we ain't doing that shit.
But you were speaking for you, but I know that other crazy loose cannon, I know it wasn't going to roll with him. So he come in there like he always do, straight gold rush.
See, Antoine, the truth of the matter is Rob is the one to watch, to be honest with you. Now, y'all know how we just jump on you and shit like that. Rob is really the one to watch. He's been doing it in a nice way. Then once you go ahead and you fuck with him a little bit longer, he's going to really jump on your ass. Just
all right, like James Cornick said, James said it was a touchy subject. It wasn't going anywhere, so we moved on.
See, Antoine, you're exactly right. They didn't listen to what I was saying. See, if you don't listen to what I'm saying, then you don't stand a chance. I told him one day I would get bored. Right, I'll get bored freaking with the traditional guys, and I'm gonna go right to his ass, and that's not good enough. He just wants it right now. See, Sammy's just—he needs to get some counseling.
No.
That's what he needs.
So we got all 2022 to pick a date. That's all I'm saying. It don't have to be a gallant, but keep talking.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You inbox me. I'll tell you what you do. Then do that homework, Sammy. Do some homework. Hey, Sammy, you listening? Then what you do is you put my you inbox me with all of your available dates and what car you're going to have there, and then I'll let you know.
Whatever date, and I'll bring whatever car you want me to bring.
Inbox me with the dates that you are available with the car you're going to have at that track that day,
and I will
give you one. But you have to do your homework.
You're the one who's busy. You're the one who's busy. So I'm going to give you you're going to let me know what date. All right, you let me know.
No, you give me your available itinerary, and I'll see if I can squeeze you in. How about that?
All right, whatever it is.
Because I will travel. Keep that maul on this motherfucking head, Rob. Keep that maul on his goddamn head. Don't let up on him.
Right.
Keep that ball on him, goddamn.
I'm not letting him out.
Hey,
I am not saying no.
When he start talking, key down on that motherfucker. As soon as he start talking, key down on that bitch. Fuck him.
See,
how you doing, Marcus?
See, what I have done
everything
is I have given him all. All
right, we done been there. We done been down that road, man. We got that. We see how it is.
What are you
right,
giving
so,
me?
We're
going
to let you know that the bad old crew don't take no motherfucking shit. We give out shit. We don't take no motherfucking shit. That's the fuck we do.
That's right.
Don't get twisted.
Gotcha.
Hey, so, should I give out shit? You want to take this offering?
Yeah, it's sixth grade. I got the bad grades. I was in love with my tutor. See, musically lose, you trapping me.
This is my pink sheet. Joe, any 914s pop up? Well, he's in tight. That's why you got to kind of keep it interesting. So, Fat Albert, your starting date is Galat. That's your first when you host, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
And I know your hosting schedule is full. That's
yeah,
your kickoff date.
I got a whole lot of shows to do this year.
What you was?
So, Fat Albert, I know you can't give
yes,
a kind of throw a ballpark figure as for Galat. You know, right now we got locked in races. If you can put a number to it on a Saturday.
You rang.
Well,
somebody called Butch
Woods. That we got.
Yeah, that was me. Okay. Hold on, Butch Woods.
Right now, I think we're at 41.
41 locked.
You know, a lot of people are not logging in until 2 weeks before the show.
Yeah, it's going to jump. Okay, just an idea.
The ones we told, we got money. We already got the money for those races.
And explain how it's going to, you explained it, how it's going to go certain lanes. If you got a grudge race, you get preference.
Hold on, somebody got the radio on or TV, go on mute. Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to have a lane just for grudge races.
Okay.
We're going to have lanes for test and tune. We're going to try to only do one shootout per day, one Friday, one Saturday. But we're going to have a whole lot of cars there, and we're not going to be able to get these shootouts, grudge races, and test and tune in one day. Like,
gotcha.
We're going to have one shootout Friday, one shootout Saturday. That Extreme 28 was the big one last year. So we definitely going to have that back for Saturday. Friday night, we might just have another 28 shootout. Anybody run with your Bronc. But
Saturday is the big day. Saturday is the big day.
Saturday is really the big day, yeah. Saturday is really the heavy day.
Now, last question, Fat Albert, is the track prep, because I know it's a great track. That's all they talk about. But then, once again, you got your drag radios and you got your slick. So when you race them, you're going to try to get all the drag radio cars to do their grudging in one shot?
Good question. If you got a grudge race and you said, Fat Albert, I got slick and he got drag radio, I can tell the man what you need. He is that good. He always told me, if y'all tell me, I will prep whatever which lane they want to. And he can prep whatever side the slick going to be on and whatever side the radio going to be on. This guy is real good.
Okay, got that. Because I was thinking
if both sides are radio prep, if you don't tell me, and you got on slick, that's what you're going to get.
Exactly.
But if you come and tell me and let me know, I will say, all right, you got a grizzly coming up, and I'm on slick, give me 5 minutes.
Here's food for thought, Fat Albert, on the grudge racing. Two guys are locked in. They both run in drag radios, and there's like, let's say, six grudge races, and they all drag radios. Wouldn't it make sense for him to prep both lanes and get those six drag radios off?
Yeah, or they're going to be nice. That would, but we all got different times. Everybody got different times.
That's why they should kind of like squeeze all that in one bunch.
Are you saying if somebody got a slick prep on one, if somebody got slick on one, then they got a drag radio on the other, and then they're gonna come right back around and change it for back to drag radio for the next two cars that's going down?
He did it last year. Yes, he did.
Well, that's a lot of work because it makes sense to me if you got drag radios and you got eight grudge races. And they all drag radios, get them all out the way in one shot. He preps it one time.
See how that works. And I know damn well it'll take a little while for the
I'm going to give y'all a prime example. They had all the grudge race. Tricky Rick and Jack Antor. Jack Antor had slick. Rick had on radios, ready. Both of them went down there wide open.
So, are you going to make sure you get in all grudge races on Saturday, or are you going to cut them off at a certain time?
Oh, I
that was the same thing.
Grudge races,
Friday night too, Joe.
Grudge races have priority over everything. Grudge races have a priority over shootout, anything. If you got a lot of grudge races, and I got you down on my note, I will stop whatever's going on for you to get your grudge race. Grudge races have a priority over everything.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Fat Albert, did you find out whether Zeus was going to Galat or Centerville?
Was Zeus going to
shut the fuck up, man. I'm not talking to you, man. I told you on the internet that respectfully, I'm not fucking with you, so mind your motherfucking business. God damn, I'm talking to Fat Albert. You waiting? Fucking problem,
you
ain't talking to motherfucker.
You wasting your time.
You thing but a motherfucking bathtub, you dirty bitch. That Fat Albert. What
he didn't know.
You the one got the ring on your mouth, though.
He never told me whether he was coming or not.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I'll just open the mic up. 631-4148. Your mic is open.
All right, we got the background noise.
631-4148, your mic is open. I'll probably that mic when you cut that off.
That's Baldy.
But look, like I said, we got so many cars, y'all, that we might, Joe, I was going to talk to you about it. Maybe just have one shootout each day because we got a lot of cars up. And you know how them staging lanes get.
What car y'all feel is the most anticipated car to be on the premises?
Not you.
I don't want to be.
Hey, ball.
I would say that Buck. Buck got a lot of races locked in. He's just running everybody.
Buck gonna get his ass whipped every race.
Especially
with 8
ball.
Oh, okay.
I've been hearing a lot about the little
4-tire cars. Ain't no big tires like the short dogs and the Jeff Rogers and them guys.
We always have some big tire cars coming, you know.
I think it's gonna be killer.
You got a couple big tire cars coming already that's locking in.
Yeah.
They're actually waiting closer. You'll see it. The truck is actually going to run the Beretta. I don't know his name. The Beretta that became with Larry and them that time. It's like a purple. You know who that is?
No.
He ran the truck that Giganto and them had with big tires on it, and the truck won last time. He's actually trying to run them over. Also, we're just not saying nothing yet, but, huh?
You talking about Tommy Tan?
No. The truck is with Giganto and the crew down there. It's called Black Something. That's what the truck is called, Black Something. And the truck is going to run that Beretta that came from up here that went down with the goat. They're not saying anything yet. We're waiting to get a little closer. You got to make sure that I think Henry Butler and Loretta are probably going to end up doing it again. It's not saying that yet.
Hey, Joe, not to say if this is what happened, but what if, like, you know, God forbid Mother Nature happens on Saturday? Does it move to Sunday?
Knowing everything by tomorrow. We got a meeting with everything on that. We got something going on right now. We're going to make sure. I'll be able to know that by. I'll know everything tomorrow on that one.
I will say this. Every year so far, it done rained on us. It rained for about an hour. It always catches us. But I tell you one thing. The track team that's there, after it rains, they put that track right back where it was before it started raining. I mean, car went straight down Broad Street right after they finished. So, the team that's there, they know what they're doing. It's a real good truck team down there. So,
well, and to make sure that everybody knows, they do have a jet dryer. They also got the rotary. Everybody knows that, you know, you see some of the tracks, like the drag radial track that got the tires in the back and it runs back. She actually was running two tractors down at the same time just to make sure she get it done real quick. And when I tell
when
you,
is, when
are
y'all
going to
start reserving, taking it?
Huh?
When do y'all start taking the, like, I know y'all, like, you can hold a spot. Like, when do you start taking it so you can reserve your spot? Like, if I get there Thursday, I can park and leave it there for the weekend.
It's no problem about that. I'm not in control of the other thing. Like if you bring the motorhome stuff, I'm not in control of that. Whatever how they do it, how they move the motorhome, because they got some places got electric and everything for you.
Yeah.
You know, so they got everything there for you
up.
In case you decide. Yeah, if you want all the hook up, you have to talk to them and they give you that. Because I don't know exactly. Because I don't know the whole print on all that.
I think it was first come, first serve last year, Joker.
That's going to basically, honestly, tell you the truth, it's going to be like that except for it was a couple spots up in the front right there where they actually have the vendor sitting on it, like those spots there, that's the only spots that you won't be able to be parked at. All the rest of them, you can go anytime. You get there first, you're there up there in front, you're in the front. That's it.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. So,
next question, will you be Next question, will you be providing, like, hotel information, like, in that area?
Well, we got to find that out for him.
Hey,
I'm
Kevin,
straight.
I'll send it to you. Hold on. I got it right here, Kevin.
No.
I'm going to text it to you.
Kevin, listen, Kevin, let me say this. When you said good question, Kevin. Treva, I cannot iterate into hotels now. I mean, they selling fast.
Love it.
Yeah, once.
I'm actually going to get on my
right.
Hey Antoine, send me that contract information for them. I'm gonna book mine now.
Yeah, I think it was from Thursday to Sunday morning for like $300. Hold on,
yeah, I got Thursday to Sunday night. It wasn't bad. It was like $375, $400 for like what Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Cause I'm an old motherfucker.
Hey Marcus, y'all staying at the same one again, Marcus? It's a fair bill.
And shout out, I think we're coming down in the RV. So I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a big time.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, Marcus and Antoine.
Yo.
Yeah.
This is Kevin. I don't eat no pork.
What's up?
Mm-hmm. I don't eat no pork.
You talk to Antoine, he's the cooker.
Oh,
yeah, Antoine already said he got turkey wings and whatever.
Yeah.
So the track will be open. So Sunday morning, I'll be able to go back and get my car from the track on Sunday morning versus taking it Saturday night, right?
Why don't you take it with you Saturday night? Why would you leave it there?
Sorry, I'm not going to find it. That's what I'm asking. So I just want to make arrangements because, you know, if everybody leaves it.
I'd rather for you to take it with you Saturday. And you can leave it Thursday and Friday night, yeah. But Saturday night, I believe.
They're going to have somebody there 24 hours, Fat Albert?
We will have a guy like last time. Last year we had.
Yeah. Last year they did have a security. Yeah.
He had a guy at the gate. Yeah, now, I'm going to tell you something. Once the track is over, and I'll just let you know, say if the track is over, they tell everybody leave. Now, you got to leave. Now, once it's over, we're going to get a certain amount of time to leave. After that, don't expect to be able to pull a car out of there because you're not taking a car out.
Yeah.
So you'll be stuck in.
Well, I was just wondering. I wanted to
over there. No, because I'm going to be a prime example. We did that last time, and I guess Weeby was in there bullshitting, and once the shit got closed up, guess what? He had to stay in there.
Yeah.
That's where he was.
He don't care.
You wasn't allowed to leave.
But like I said, Mark, I was Saturday night after it's all over, said and done, I would take your car with you.
Yeah, I'm just saying that because when you leave in the
yeah.
track Saturday, for the amount of people that's all probably going to go to the same hotel, parking would be very hard with enclosures and stuff
well,
like that.
I'm just going to tell you what we were. We had the one inn over there, and we parked our cars there. And actually, believe it or not, they partied till 4 in the morning. At our motel, they set the little DJ thing up and went out there and DJed. The cars were out there. The cops came over there and said, hey, man, the guys are having a great time and didn't bother nobody. That's how it went all the way around. They just came on through the parking lot, make sure, hey, how you doing? And that was it. They had a good time. Nobody was, no fighting, no nothing. Everybody having a good time, and that was it. That's what happened last time. So I just let you know. But I'm just letting you know. Already, I know one motel's full. I just called the other one. I think it's only got like 3 rooms. We're actually working on something. We're actually going 2 exit away, and that's where we're gonna be staying. Because in order to get everybody all in one group with us, we had to go a little further.
But guys, don't wait
cool.
to the last minute try to book hotels. Then you have to go 20, 30 miles down the road. And
yeah,
the exit where this track at is so many hotels. I mean,
yeah.
don't wait till the last. They all filling up every year. There's no more. There'll be no more hotels. So.
Nope. And after the other thing, Rico and Fat Albert, they did a great job of getting people through right away, so I had no problem, and I'm going to keep it that way. And the reason why, I'm just going to let everybody know right now, I know there are a lot of people cry and they say they want to be by the starting line. But let me just say, you hold up time and it takes longer. If you've been to Florida this year, see how long it took and people was complaining. If you were at Florida this year, you actually seen when the car got loose and took care, hit 4 people.
Yep.
So basically, down to insurance reasons for everybody, and I'm just being real about it. That's the reason why the track is not wanting to do anything like that, because they're able to get the insurance problems. You looked at on Sunday when we were in Florida, they put a gate up to keep people back now. So now they did it. So it's got to go. It's got to make it happen to it. And in order to get these cars to go through in and out, I know everybody says, oh, it feels like you're in jail. You know what? But nobody, a driver point, say, for example, you, Young Stang, doing your burnout. You like coming through in a car, a person standing over there only a foot away from you. You know, your car gets a little sideways. You got a lift on it. You want to be able to get your burnout through, right or wrong. You don't want somebody standing
absolutely
that close on you. So basically, you're screwing up the guy back there.
When I ran in Florida, that was the most horrible. I love being on the starting line for racing, but and as a driver, that was the most horrible experience.
I'm going to tell you now, it's a lot. They don't allow four people per car, and that's included a driver. But that's a driver and three people. That's it. And I mean, they enforce that to the fullest. Don't call Fat Al. Hey, Fat Al, get me in. Nothing I can do.
And let me just say, this is what happened, is, and I'm just letting everybody know, so they know. You get a lot of people out there that, you know, they cry about something like that, but, you know, we were in Florida, and the guy did a great job. I'm telling you right now, the guy in Florida was doing, he was prepping the shit out of that track. But you had guys at the starting line over there dropping food, dropping cups, dropping paper, and the shit gets down there on there, and everybody was claiming they was breaking loose. But then when you look down there, you look and see what's there. It's a mess from people up there going right behind the cars and not that close. So what they were doing, they were running over the shit. And he tried his best to keep it going, but he just, you know, what are you going to do when you got people just dropping stuff all out in the track? But, you know, you actually honestly tell you the truth. Anybody that's been to the facilities, they know what it is. Concession stand, how it is, the stands, how it is, the bathroom, how it is. You know, I mean, you pay for what you get. I'm just being real about it.
This race is
going
to be real fun, Joe, but it's so much stuff going on behind these scenes on these races. It's going to be a good time. I'm pumped up. I'm excited. It's a lot going on, though. Boy, I wish you got to hear some of them back lines. Boy, I tell you. Woo!
All I can tell you is, I know a couple of things that there's some guys that come from Chicago that's already said they're coming. We got a lot of these. You know that rotary shit? Man, I got guys coming from Florida and Puerto Rico. All of a sudden, they want to run for money. They had a motor car.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the hell? I don't know nobody going to run that thing.
Oh,
but,
which reminds me. We got Joe. We had Fat Albert on there, right? With Fat Albert telling everybody, because he holds a lot of deposits, probably so is you. And me and James was on the phone the other day. We was talking about it. Fat Albert is comfortable enough to be the deposit man, right? But now when we pick Fat Albert the deposit man, this is what I want. Is Fat Albert, you can answer for yourself, right? You're comfortable holding these deposits, right? So now when it comes down to it, like this is what's going on with me right now. I say this is what I got,
right.
This is where I'm coming. Are you knowledgeable enough to look and know what I got? To say that's what he got, and if the man disagrees, how do you handle that?
If you come the way you say you're going to come, I got no choice but to allow you to go. Either he race you or I got to give you the deposit.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. You can tell, so you're knowledgeable enough to say, all right, if I say I got an inline head versus an outline head, you can look and say, well, this is what I got versus what that is.
Yeah.
You're comfortable enough paying the fan.
Yeah.
Same as with suspension-wise. Stock suspension.
Yes.
Okay. What about bore space?
Bore space. So you want me to measure the bolts or the header bolts?
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know because that's what questions I was presented. So you know what you're looking for.
If I'm, I tell you what, Mark. If I'm not, we'll find somebody that is. But I'm.
But how do you
sure
determine who? How do you determine who is?
They got a tool to measure bore space. You measure from both ends.
I'm just asking because I don't know. I don't know. I said, I don't know. I got a motherfucking block.
Let me ask you this. Why do y'all dudes skip all that dumbass shit when then, you know, after the fact, you can't find somebody to confirm this or confirm all that. Like, why do y'all even do that?
What?
Just run with the fuck you brought.
It's easy to say that. It's very easy to say that when you don't have it and somebody's trying to stay in their class. Anybody can say.
Listen though, Mark. So if that's the case, then if you say you've been in the game for a long while, you should be able to look at a car and tell whether you can live there or you can't.
You think you can tell that by just saying looking at that? Well, I'm just saying what they ask.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying certain situations. You can?
Yeah, you motherfucking wait. I can. I mean, it's just that simple.
I can too.
All that extra shit, more space, and this, that, and all that, man. That's like just class racing to me.
Yeah.
Like
the grid here. I'm
being real.
Yeah.
It's not about you. It's not about whoever on the phone. I'm just being real with you, man.
Cause somebody say, if you come stock board space, I rent it. Okay, well how do you know? Because honestly, I don't know. I just buy my shit. I don't build it. I don't know.
They have a tool that goes up against the head, and it'll tell you what the measurement is. If you can't use the tool, you use a micrometer. You use a micrometer and you can measure the boat head. You know,
okay.
That's how you tell.
Are you comfortable with Forky? Are you comfortable with Forky?
The only question I have is anybody comfortable with an ET instead of park racing?
It's not park racing, but I don't personally want to say. Yeah, and then I don't have it because I don't know. I don't know what I want the DP man to be able to say. Well, yeah, this is what he got. Because honestly, I don't know. So I want to make sure that the person that holds my money, what are you looking for?
Hold on, you better find out whether you stock board space before you log anything in first. And I'm not sipping
none of that. But that was a question that presented.
Okay,
I really don't know.
I'm going to have two guys from Scott Schaffer. I'm going to have one guy from Jack Merkel there. All of those guys are engine builders. You pick either one of them you want. They can tell you right off the bat without even blinking an eye. They're going to be there. With no problem. And one of the guys from Abbey, too, he's going to be there. So they'll be there.
It's going to get interesting, fellas.
Yeah, because we were talking about stuff. And what if the man say, like the man said, well, that ain't stock suspension. You say it is. So now you got to ask the DP man to make a decision.
Now, listen.
What he's looking at, you ain't.
James, I'm just going to ask this here one right now. Now, what do you guys consider stock suspension into yours? Because I look at it wherever the frame rail was and location. And they actually, some people build, you know, like different arms for them. That's all to it, and they can adjust them. As long as they
right.
There's no secret.
I don't have stock suspension, Joe. I don't. So when a man tried to tip me to stock suspension, how could you say I'm stock suspension or not stock suspension if you got the DP man looking?
Hey,
not the DP
hey,
man
Mark,
knows how I am.
Let me say,
hey, Fat Albert, would that clarify
hold
if you say stock style
hold on,
suspension?
Hold on. Hey, Mark, don't lock no racing if you don't know what you got. That's the best advice I can give you. Don't lock no racing if you don't know what you got.
Who, me?
Okay.
What if you say stock style?
No, listen.
Yeah, don't buy the car if you don't know what it is.
If I come in,
no.
He said, if I come in and I say I got stock style suspension, and the man that he's racing disagrees with the suspension, and you say it's stock style, now you got to look at it. Now, you got to make a decision.
Well, stock style and stock suspension.
You know what stock style suspension is?
You say that again, Fat Albert?
That's two different things.
That's two different things. Stock suspension and stock style suspension. All you're saying is, all right, I'm stock style. I'm not stock suspension, but I'm going to make it look like I'm stock suspension.
Go report.
So that's two different things. See, that's what I try to tell y'all, man. Know what you're saying before you say that word lock.
Because once you say lock and I'm the DP man, I don't want to hear you cry because I'm gonna give it to the way I the way you called it.
Hey James, so you see what I said, right? Hey James.
Yeah.
Hey James, you see that, right? He all right with me.
So no, you gotta know what you're doing. And before you
well,
say,
stock
hey,
style, Fat Albert, is stock hey. Style would usually they'll say it's in the original stock position. Stock style be like right. You changed the bar, you made a movement here or there, back or front or something like that.
But
well, hold on a second, you guys. I gotta open up this mic. I didn't see it, and he just hit me up. Hold on one second, guys. Oh shit. 718-6572. Your mic is open.
Well, Fat Albert, you all right with you? You all right to hold mine? Don't worry.
Next, hey, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we hear you? Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, this is Dexter.
Yeah.
What's that, Dexter?
Oh, that's ain't good. But I was listening. They'll be able to go in and start parking. I talked to them earlier. And early parking will be available Friday with the testing. They're going to be testing during the daytime. Testing too that evening from 4 to 11.
You mean, wait.
Y'all hear that?
You mean Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday, you mean that Friday will be. Yeah, so you're going to have testing on Thursday. So if you want to go on Thursday early, you can go in early.
4 to 11.
Yeah.
Be 4 to 11.
Yeah, we're going. They'll be private testing that day. Whoever wants to pay for private testing up until 4 o'clock, and then it'll be open for testing soon, regular testing soon, and early parking. Saturday night last year, last March, Saturday night, we left security there, and people were able to leave their cars, come back, and get them next Sunday.
Oh, okay, Mark. Hey, Mark, you said you can do it, Mark. You said you can come back and get them Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I would like, because after I beat out y'all money, boy, that boy, whew, I'm going to have my own private security watching that motherfucker.
Oh, Lord. Why the...
So, Dexter, what did you say about Friday? It's Thursday from 4 to 11, and Friday is what?
Oh, Friday.
Well, if you want
the
private testing, it's earlier that day, Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday
well,
is going to be earlier.
But
yeah.
I could be, I'm getting there Thursday.
He said Thursday 4 to 11. That's a private test?
No, before that
is
early. That's a regular test.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What's going on? You can just test your car from 4 to 11 on Thursday, correct?
Yes. But if you wanted a private test, then that's earlier that day. Up
that's
until
before,
4 o'clock.
Before 4 o'clock. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
How much is that?
I think that's going to be a lot. As far as the testing that day.
Is that available?
I think it's around $10 for the to get in for the regular testing.
No, but how about the testing?
No, how much is it on the private session?
For the private sessions, I think for 8 cars, if they don't take it's $1,500 for 8 cars, then I think it's an additional $150 or so for whatever's over 8 cars for that day for radio.
Are you able to buy it? Are you able to rent the track and it just be only the cars you allow in for that early Thursday?
I think it's a set rate, a flat rate for that though.
Yeah, a flat rate, but I'm just asking. So, like, say if I say like I want the, let me get the Thursday now. It's only allowing the cars I want in there, right? Nobody else.
Right. Yeah, X amount of cars.
So he said he wants to pay the $1,500, and he only gonna allow maybe 5 cars in. He got his own 5. That's what he's saying. He gonna pay the whole $1,500, and he just bring his own cars in. That's it.
Right.
See, but I don't know if they do it that way. That's the problem. You got to find that out first. How much they're going to say.
What I'm saying is over 50, this is how they usually do on Thursdays now. If they don't change it.
I'm speaking from past knowledge. It's $1,500 on Thursday, mainly because they're going to be prepping the track. It'll be prepped for prepping it for at night, too. So they all, it's usually more expensive than that. So, but if you're going to do a private test, I'm quite sure it's going to cost, it'll cost more if you want to just have it for yourself and do your own thing. I'd have to get a price for you on that.
Can you find out how, if possible, we pay for the whole 8 cars, but we won't have 8 cars, if that's possible.
Yeah, I can find out.
And what was Friday's time?
Friday, I think me and Joe, we're going to try to have it, the gates open around. We're going to try to push the gates being open around 10.
Joe, is that booked already? Does somebody have Thursday morning session already?
I don't know. I'm not too sure, but Dexter can find out for us tomorrow. I'll find out I'll let you know.
It's yeah, if you could find out, we'll take that for the morning. And
see, Mark, Thursday is that's the lot thing. That's it. That Dexter and Joe ain't got nothing to do with that. That's the lot. That's their thing.
But as far as the for a private rental for just one person, I have to find out. I have to get info on that. I already talked to Dana about all this.
It don't necessarily have to be for one person. Just say one person gonna get all the slots for all 8 cars.
Yeah, they have done that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but some people don't want outsiders in.
I don't want nobody in. It could be two. It's gonna be two cars, and that's it.
And 11 o'clock is the shutdown, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
11 o'clock.
Yes, sir, so that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And
11 o'clock.
And 11 o'clock at 10:59. If you ain't going down that track, you might as well just turn around and go load up. Because 11 o'clock, they pull everything down. They do. Hey, Dexter, they got nitrous and fuel and stuff at the station for all the other guys from up north and stuff that's traveling.
Say that again.
Who they have nitrous and fuel for the guys that's traveling?
The nitrous, I think, who was Jason Gray and a couple other guys bought nitrous, I think, back in October.
Oh, no, I can't get no nitrous from Jason Gray. I'm busting his ass. I can't get my nitrous from him.
I'll just say, in general, if somebody want to bend, as far as bend or sell nitrous, just let Joe, me and Joe know ahead of time.
What time do the gates open on Saturday?
I think we got them at 8 o'clock, Joe. Yes, 8.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
And the track goes hot when?
10 o'clock.
We'll try to get the track going hard around 11 because we want
to. Yeah, 11? Okay.
Yeah, because we got a high volume car.
Right. Track went hot at 11.
And when I talked to me, Joe, and I think Fred Albert talked, I don't know if Rico was online, but big things, the grudge races, make sure all these get off you guys want them to. We have a couple of guys at the front of the lane. And they get the names and all that in the time of your grudge races, so we can make this stuff go a whole lot smoother and more organized.
Let me say something, Dexter. Guys, if you got a grudge race, make sure possible you can come up to the lane with the person that you're racing. That will make it happen a whole lot smoother. All right? Number two, if you got to be in the lanes at 4 o'clock, somebody got background noise. But listen, if you got a race at 4 o'clock, do not bring your car to the stage lane at 3 o'clock and leave it. Please. We always got too much people trying to move around cars and everything. If you got a race at 4 o'clock, start coming to the lanes at 3:45 with the person that you are racing. I can get y'all up there the track a whole lot smoother.
Our DC man can help us out with that. Fred Albert, you're the DC man on quite a few of these races, aren't you? And y'all know the times.
Yes, sir.
We can coordinate all
this. Yeah.
And make call outs.
Yeah.
What are you doing with tech, Joe? What is the tech predicament? I mean, my car is all the way safe, but like, what is it? Qualifications? What do you need? I don't know if it's an NHRA or IHRA track, but
Well, you ain't got to worry about too much. As long as you got your helmet, roll cage, you know, roll cage, and scissors are okay. You know, nothing crazy. They don't go crazy.
No crazy about, no, oh, your belt expired and shit, your seatbelt, nothing like that?
I didn't see them really mess. I didn't really see nobody get messed around with nothing like that.
You know, because seatbelts is new. I mean, they don't fucking, but you get where I'm going, though. I can understand the safety aspects, but, you know, on seatbelts.
But I'm going to tell you now, if your car is leaking, let me say this. If your car is leaking at that start line, they will not send you down. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yeah.
Even if a drip come down, they will not send you down that track. And gotcha. They do look.
And Fat Albert, you should put this memo out. Number three is, please don't take like 15 minutes to fucking do a burnout and stage your car.
Oh, my heaven. Good report. Good report. Come on. I know
make
you
this
burn.
Known to the
good
drivers.
Morning,
if you get up there, you do your burnout, you stage, because if they take 5 minutes and five cars do that shit, that's 25 minutes. That's 25 minutes of racing that just backed up.
Please, don't purge all day, all night. I know you want to put on a show, but just remember, you got other cars that's trying to go down behind you. Do what you got to do, and let's get these races off. But I'm going to tell you now, we're going to have a ball. We're going to have a good time. Large
ticket booth, ticket booth is split tickets. No, one person in the booth, give you a ticket and all that.
Yeah, when you come back up the stage and ask the person in the booth, stop and give you a ticket.
And don't expect somebody to come down there and pick up
the
ticket because
you
can't do that. You got to pick up.
If you run a grudge race, you should run no ticket.
I'm not talking about for the actual race.
He's talking about if you're doing
testing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I feel like this all grudge race should be no ticket. Fuck it. Fuck that. You should know your car.
But as I was saying, Larry, Joe, and Dexter, they don't put on great shows. I enjoy working with them. You want to have some of y'all, if this is your first time, I promise you, you're going to have a great time. You're going to enjoy the facility. We're going to have a lot of fun. I promise you that.
Well, it's going to be fun. I only got 13
hey,
last time.
You know where you're
going.
You know where I'll be all weekend.
Yeah, you be cooking grill.
I'm gonna be over there by that guy with the damn kebabs all weekend long. You'll find me right there.
Your bitch ass gonna be cooking, chefing while we
race. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Hey, listen, I'm gonna be collecting my money from your ass when they all fuck you up.
Do you wanna tighten up, sir?
Nah, I'm good right where I'm at. Because you ask one too many questions on here that I don't like. You ugly motherfucker. Motherfucker got
there goes the being nice part. You just fucked up. You ain't half nice. You done went to you. You lied to me.
Hey,
Sammy. That motherfucking car look good with them moon hubcaps on there, baby crazy horse. That motherfucker look nice with them moon hubcaps.
Hey, I'm looking at that, Kevin. He just tagged me in it. I'm looking
at
that,
Kevin. Shit look nice, man.
Mark Jackson,
my name.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Would you would call your name. What's the story
up?
About this iron boy?
Oh, man.
And I read a post you talking about. I'm going to keep my microwave away from you or some shit.
Listen. It's not good, man. It's not good. You know, people at home, you know, they going through their own COVID situation.
Boy got drunk and did something to the iron board.
He had intercourse with the iron board.
Oh.
Man, stop, man. Don't go there tonight, man. Please don't do that stuff tonight, man.
That's your fault, Antoine. That's your fault, Antoine.
Oh, how's that my fault?
You know why.
Listen. That one, I can't take that one. I can't take that one. Because I don't know. I hit Facebook, and I'm looking up like, what the fuck?
Yo, man, that's a job, man.
That's what y'all allow in y'all bad mouth organization? Hey, man, that's what y'all do.
Oh, hell the fuck no. Oh, hell the fuck no. Kevin Hunt, that's Fat Ivers right here, man. He be sitting in his passenger seat when he comes to a person's house.
I was about to make
the same thing. That is.
Okay. Makes sense now.
That's cool with me until that comment right there.
You've been exposed, Fat Albert.
Hey, look, he called me tonight. I didn't even know he had called me at 7 o'clock. He
Y'all be having relations with kitchen utensils and shit.
I am, boys. Listen, I'm telling you, he gave his everything. I thought he was going to ask Iron Boy to marry him.
Boy, y'all are funny on this joint.
But,
hey,
man.
No,
it can't. It cannot. It could not. A lot of people are going to be sick. Antoine is going to stay at the kitchen booth.
Kevin Hunt, you say you don't eat pork. You don't eat no type of red meat, do you?
Let's see. I haven't had pork in 53 years, and I haven't ate red meat in the better part of 30.
Okay.
It's just basically vegetables, occasional chicken, fish, turkey.
Yeah, okay. I might have something for you.
Fat Albert, did you make the reservations yet?
For what? My hotel? I've been at my hotel room.
No, you I want my lobster.
Oh, I knew that. God damn. The final one, my final one you want to go to, and me and you going to go Friday night. Fuck it.
I need the most expensive restaurant in North Carolina. Woo!
That don't mean
it's
too bad.
Hold on, Mark. I got the list on. Let me see this. Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's.
No.
Golden Corral.
Charles Jr.
Golden Griddle, Golden Corral, shit like that.
No. I want one of the places I can put my hand and grab the lobster out of the tank and say that's the one I want. I want that one right there.
See, up here us northern boys, we go to when we talk restaurants, we go when they sit down, they lay a fucking napkin in your lap. You got four forks
got
on the table and shit like that. You don't know which one to choose from.
Ho. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on that down south shit. We got some restaurants down here like that too.
I said Golden Corral and Golden Skittle and all that other shit.
Oh, no. Golden Corral and Golden Skittle ain't got nothing to do with that, bro.
What's the name of it? Give me the name.
Too expensive. A restaurant called Angus Barn.
Okay.
I'm going to call it.
I'm Googling him right now. I'm going to put in Roy Hazelwood.
And look,
reservation.
It's red.
Reservation. Reservation.
Angus
Barn
is red. It's a red building.
Is that the one we went to in Fayetteville, Butch? Well, Kim took us there.
Oh, no, sir. This in Raleigh.
It's a different one? But that was a big-ass barn.
It's in Raleigh.
Oh.
Antoine, you can't come because you got to go to the back. You got to eat in the back. Then you can't come.
Antoine tried to be nice. Holy shit.
They don't have a 4-for-4 menu at this restaurant we're going to.
Man, listen, yeah, 4-for-4, man, the hell with you. I don't eat 4-for-4s. But I promise you, you're going to be eating the bread of a chicken nugget when we get done with you.
Well, you really talk bad about Antoine. The motherfucker can't cook, man. I ain't going to take that from him. He can cook.
My son can make grilled hot dogs and everything, too.
Oh, my God. Man, here he goes.
But look, here's the off-set topic. Boy, Zeus had Antoine panicking yesterday. Antoine was sweating.
I'm in Amazon busting my ass trying to get home. There's a wind restriction on the damn fridge. I wasn't worried about that. But you're going to see. I understand. You're going to see.
Hey, Kevin, you know what
they're
doing different this year, though?
What's that?
What's that?
I'm bringing the money counter with me. I'm not counting all that shit this year.
Thank you, because I was going to lend you mine.
God almighty.
All that slow counting y'all been doing over the years don't make no sense.
Mm-mm-mm. But don't worry about it, Fat Albert. I'm going to have an envelope with everybody's name on it, with mine in it. All you got to do is match it and hand them all to me at the end of the night.
You got that, I forgot the number on it, that detects fake bills, it would stop it. Like if you count,
I ain't got nothing to do with that because I'm a
no, I'm saying Fat Albert.
Everybody need to get one of those.
Got one
now.
Like the banks, it rattles off. I don't care if you got like 20 hundreds and one of them fake. If it's at 14 and that fake one hits, it'll stop it right there. And you know that's a fake bill.
I'm going to give him Fat Albert all $100 bills. He can put them in them little envelopes.
All that blue money. Blue money. New blue.
And if anybody on this motherfucker want to bet with them against me, you can call your bet now and I'll add you onto the list.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, that's why.
On the damn phone, acting like he a damn gorilla.
Yeah, he want to be a bully.
Who that was? Nate holding up in the background, ain't saying shit. I recognize your voice. That's that 718.
Yeah, I got. You know, it ain't gonna be too hard for you. It ain't gonna be too hard for Fat Albert.
And come. You talk that big money talk. Bring that shit. You, Sammy, and Kevin Hunt. You talk that big money shit.
Now, why? I ain't say a fucking word. Keep my name. I ain't say mad nothing. I didn't say nothing about no fucking money. There you go with that bullshit.
Fuck with me.
Don't be getting mad at me because Young Stank dug in your ass.
Fuck with me.
Getting mad at the world because Young Stank dived in your ass with pointy shoes. Fuck out of here.
Who is that, Kevin?
That's the guy you called out last week, Nate the Brew. Now you're through me and Sammy name and your shit because he mad at you.
What you say? Hey, Fat Albert, what did he say about last week?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I said, well, don't ask him. I'm
down,
right here.
Right?
I'm right here. That's King Nate, right? That's what that is?
Right. Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's King Nate?
Yes.
Yep.
And he don't drag me and Sammy and your shit. We ain't say a fucking word.
I'll fix him right on up. 2-on-20, me and you had to fuck up. Saturday.
That's it locked.
Oh, shit.
Okay. That's it locked.
Motherfucker.
That's it
okay.
Locked. Fuck that too. We doing five. I ain't fucking with no 2,000. We doing five. Fuck that.
But I already got a race for 20 already. 2-on-20, man, you had to fuck up.
Right after 5-on-20.
I give you all that fuck out. Let me and Young Stank talk. I give you all that fucking punk out money. I give you all that shit. Fuck with me.
Okay. All right. So look. Fat Albert. Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Listen, Jason didn't put his money up yet. Fat Albert, I'll call that off. Nate Mustang, my Mustang, that Burgundy Mustang, I'm going to get Joe on it. I'm going to send it to you now. Nate Mustang, 5-on-20. 5-on-20, me and Nate. Fuck all them other races. He could get it all. I ain't got to do all that up and down the track. Me and Nate start at 5-on-20, and we're going to see who stopped going first.
I ain't saying nothing about no Mustang. I don't give a fuck what you come with.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck what you come with. This big boy shit. Little boy stay on the floor.
Well.
Big boy shit. I don't give a fuck what you come with. Just bring that bread.
And the game
and the games
begin.
I'm saying what I got. I'm trying to. You got a car just like me, and you said talk to you about that shit. Bring your car that's like mine, and let's just see who got the baddest motherfucking tuna, and let's get fucking busy. And I guarantee you, you won't let me count first.
Fuck
thing. Man, all right, y'all, I'm on mute.
You're getting what you want. You got a Mustang like mine, small block, Matrix, small tires. Let's get fucking busy, me and you. And I hope you fucking, I hope you put that funky in there that you got driving for you now.
Man, we ain't talking about none of that. All you need to do is find some motherfucking money. You always, everybody always talk about count, say you can't count no more. I don't want to hear that dumbass talk,
okay,
man.
Okay, I'm trying to, sir,
Just say what you want to do.
I just said what I want to do. You said what you're coming with. What are you coming with?
Slow-ass Malibu I got.
Is a small block in it?
Man, I'm
drug
free. Come to
win. Okay. I can't do that, sir. So, carry on.
You know some other weak motherfuckers up there in Jersey. Bring their ass.
But one thing is, I'm not holding on to anybody else. But I'll send you a message on, but I guarantee you, you act like you coming to win, and I'll still come on my small block and just put me in the race then. Any two cars can race, as they say on this show. You fucker got a big block in that Malibu. You let your small block start the race. I don't give a fuck what you count at.
Nigga, start it.
Okay.
I hope that Tammy had. I pray it's that damn crazy horse car. I swear to God,
okay.
My mama.
Okay.
Okay,
I got. He said, "Okay, flat out." He said, "I can start the race." He said, "I can." He said, "I can start the." He said, "I can start the race." 5 on 20. Come the fuck on. That's what you just said.
You ain't coming with no ghost car, motherfucker. Show me that weak ass shit you got. If it's Sammy, that's what the fuck.
That's what I'm coming with. 5 on 20. I start.
Car.
I don't. It ain't. I don't know Sammy's car. I got mine. You said I could start the race. Lock that fucking lie in. 5 on 20.
God. When you gonna find the money?
I got the money. I'll send $5 for the $2,000 tonight. I'm sorry, the $5,000. I can't send $5,000. I only could do $2,000 on the Cash App. But by tomorrow, I'll get $5 with $5,000. 5 on 20. Your car, my Mustang. I start the race. 1/8 mile.
Yeah. That's the motherfucking race.
Okay.
That's the motherfucking race. You bring that bullshit. All right,
fight out.
How about you? Yo.
Hold on.
How about y'all just send it two weeks before the event?
No, fuck his big money. Right, we're gonna get his ass now because ain't none of that changing shit. I'm gonna call.
Everybody know you're a clown, man. Ain't nobody fucking with you.
Thank you. Call me whatever you want to call me, sir. But
Everybody know Young Thing's a clown, man. We ain't listening to that
okay.
Big money city. Man.
You said 5 on 20, but that's what you just said. You said I got the break, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I said. Fat Albert, I said 2 weeks before the race, man. Leave it at that, man, because Young Thing's a clown.
2 weeks before the race.
Yo, stay washed up.
I bet you that shit don't happen.
Wow.
Yo, stay washed up.
So, thanks. March the 8th, that's on the Tuesday. On the Tuesday show, we'll lock it in. March 8th, we'll make it official. You and Nate.
So we'll do it that way. I want to bet that don't happen.
And
Yo State is going to be the
holdup.
I got another
$100. I just said I'll call my race off with decent and do that now. So you talking, not me.
Well, Pro Stock Joe is your man for you and Jason race. I got nothing to do with that.
I wouldn't give a fuck if it was Jesus himself. He let me fucking dance. We going the fuck on out there.
Okay. I heard that. Not talking between
you. I'm done talking, Fat Albert. You heard what I said. 2 weeks for the joint.
Yep.
You heard what I said.
Yes, sir.
Put on the bread on $100.
I got it. Yep.
I don't care who take it. That it don't happen.
Man, they got $100. God damn. Man, I got $100 to do.
Who,
James?
Yeah.
Who said that, James?
Yeah, I said it.
I bet $100.
I bet him
all on here that said it. It won't be because of me if he give me that motherfucking break.
Now, I don't care who it's because I said it wasn't gonna happen.
Oh. Your big lip bit. You think you was quiet over there? I heard you. You said Young Thing be the hold up. Now bet.
You is the hold up. You the you always the hold up.
Motherfucker, you the hold up with y'all shit. You the hold up with y'all shit.
You always the hold up. The man said the man said holler at him 2 weeks. The man said
now you got add on. The man said, shut your ass up. You big
fuck
little
you.
Bitch. Go do some push ups.
Bitch, go get a tan on them lips, you pink lip motherfucker.
I will, motherfucker.
And Young Thing, I'm gonna tell you something. All right, I'm gonna tell you something about yourself. You know you snitched on yourself on this fucking show, right? And I'm back on.
I didn't snitch on a motherfucker thing.
You're a goddamn lie. You snitched on yourself, but I'm back on fucking you.
You think you just a dumb motherfucker? Get your shit done. I'm about tired of you bitches.
My shit is done. Now worry about that. How about that mouth? And no, it won't be at North versus South. Now, come on. All right,
then, so shut
next?
The fuck up. Go play with
you
8-Ball with
the
motherfuckers that's going to run.
You shut the hell
run
up.
You
come
for
up with that podcast so King Nick can run up in your ass, all right? So he can run up in your ass and turn it sideways.
Ain't nobody worried about that fake-ass Zumunda Prince. I don't give a fuck if he a king anywhere the fuck he think he is. He give me the fucking break. He going to be demoted. He going to announce his throne.
He said you got
hey,
it.
Hey,
talk to me then talk to me when he ready to do it. Because I said I sent it out of mine now.
What the fuck are you worried about it for? He done already said in 2 weeks it would get locked. So that's the end of it.
Move on.
The $100 fat ever, it don't get locked in 2 weeks.
Damn.
Hey, Young Thing be calling down south, y'all, on that Zell shit. And they be calling, and they call him every name in the book. Then he get up here on this shit here and try to act like he's tough. They straight clown your ass every day. Every fucking day you get clowned when you call down South Carolina. Then you get on this shit here and try to act like he's tough. Man, shut the fuck Young Thing.
I'll be whatever you want to be, sir. But did you see who they want to run me with, right? Dan, you ain't listen. You scared to death to run anything. You scared to death to run anything because you got a car just like me, but you scared to bring it. Why you scared to bring the car like mine?
I ain't got shit. Nobody seen your fucking car.
You just told me what I got. You said you hope it. That's what I got.
Hey, talk to him, man. Talk to him, y'all. Ain't nobody seen this car. What the fuck is he talking about? He got the same car. What the fuck is he talking about, y'all?
Hey.
You just said
he,
all
he,
I
got. He high off that hooper. He high. Hey, Nate, he
anybody
high off that hooper. He
anybody
high, man. He high.
He gotta be. Ain't nobody seen your motherfucking car, man. Take your clown ass on somewhere.
I ain't seen your fucking car, and I don't give a fuck about it.
That's
he got a rental car. Motherfucker got a rental car. Him.
Hey, Long Island Joe seen them bitches in person.
He got a rental car,
person.
Man.
Sammy
huh?
Seen
that's why Sammy's so quiet. Okay, and Sammy seen this in person. So you want to go off Sammy?
Yeah.
Was Sammy knowing?
What?
You want Sammy seen this in person, too?
But mine was at the track.
Mine's been at the track, too.
You know what I'm saying? You're a clown, man, for real, man. I shouldn't even be talking to you, man, for real. You're a fucking clown.
You talking and shit you don't know. But I bet you when you time to cash in, yeah, your shit going to fucking stop. You going to stop talking. Because you were talking about your Mustang. Now you come with a Malibu.
Y'all see how this conversation's going? That's why I want to bet $100,000
going to happen. Listen.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody on the radio know you're a clown, man. For real. What if one of your waffles don't go through before the fucking race, man? Then you ain't got no fucking
money. You ain't the only one though.
Wow. Hey.
Wow.
Well, if they don't go through, I bet you that
and
20
the
be up. You sound dumb.
Come
you
on,
think
dude,
that's
man.
How I really get money?
Yeah, I know that's how you get money.
Okay. I get a check every 2 weeks. I don't know what the fuck you do, but that's here nor there. You talking about everything other than getting that money to fat out. So who's
I'm
the client? But you rich. You run around here rich, and you doing this. Now get the fuck on out here.
Hey, my shit speaks for itself.
Your shit speak for itself. And every time you bring that raggedy ass Mustang you got out, you get your ass whipped, and you don't bring it out no more. Now that's why you talking about a fucking Malibu or some other dumbass shit. Man, you weak as hell. You got all that money, just don't know what the fuck to do with it.
Hey, look. I ain't never asked you for no money to get home.
Me either.
Ooh.
Me either. You can watch.
I've been dying to say this shit right here. Y'all motherfuckers come down south, you get fucking broke, tell me you ain't have a $40 left. Where the fuck was your credit card at? Where was your bank card at?
Hey, look, LaRon said $40.
Hey, listen.
Where was his bank card at? Where his credit card was at? Get the fuck out of here, man.
So when you go out there, you bet. I bet every motherfucking thing I had on me. I lost. And you ain't never fucking lost.
Hey,
you sound dumb as hell.
Hey, check this out. Ask Kevin Hunt. Did I bet that bread? It still had it. It sat down and talked to her.
So listen, let me ask you.
The shit that y'all all got up together, I bet my motherfucking self.
Okay. So again, you sound dumb because I bet on somebody else's car. Now I ain't never been okay, since you keep talking about Ask Kevin. Anytime my car was at the track, I ain't never been out bet. So you might have met your fucking match. And we're gonna see how much these raffles getting me now.
Yeah,
since that's
whatever,
what you think
man.
I do.
Whatever.
I ain't never been out bet on my own shit, and I ain't take my ass to Florida like you did and got my ass whipped.
Hey,
Last time I went to Florida, I brought home the 20. What you do?
You gave it up.
Don't let you.
Yeah, you went down to motherfucking and told Pro Stop. Somebody stole your fucking suitcase with your money in it. Man, shut the fuck up talking to me, man.
Oh, shit.
You don't
shit.
Even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah. Bet 5,000 on that. Bet 5,000
bet.
On that. To call Pro Stop.
Bet.
Bet me 5,000 on that.
Bet.
Motherfucker.
Bet. You talking about a whole bunch of nothing. You don't know what you're talking about, but you could say what you want. Come when you say you're going to come with that bread and see you do it. And I bet you don't fucking do it. Now, I bet you don't fucking give me the fucking break.
Hey, Young Stang, just throw in the towel, man. That man did not kill
shut
to get the
big,
roots. And you
shut your big lip ass up. You out here talking shit like you doing something. How you a bad mouth bitch and you got Cliff running up all up in y'all ass? You ain't shit. Shut your raggedy ass up.
You got who?
You got Cliff
you got
running
what?
All up in your ass.
Cliff.
Cliff,
man,
you
got me fucked up. Cliff, bitch, motherfucker, you must be talking about OG Bobby or some motherfucker. You still high? You still high?
I'm talking about your bitch ass.
Man, you need to go get a goddamn size college check. Not with the other two checks, you say you get a month because your mind's gone.
Hey. You gonna have a car there?
All I'm saying is, man.
Are you gonna have a car there? I'm gonna throw a car
in the
motherfucker. When a rich motherfucker come on here like him and say, "Oh, whatever, he gonna do it," I bet you he don't fucking do it. Now you opened your mouth. Now bet it.
The man ought to try to give you a race, man.
Man, that man ain't trying to do shit. Shut your raggedy ass up.
Anybody, that race don't
happen.
Come on.
James, who going to be the hold up, James?
It don't matter who the hold up. I just said that race ain't going to happen.
I bet you I don't be the hold up. Now, since you want clarity, I bet you I don't be the hold up. Mouth, you bad mouth bitch. Huh. His lips must be got tied up.
Now I'm checking to see what kind of lipstick I'm gonna put on your ass down, Galat, bitch.
I figured.
What color you want? What color you want? That velvet pink or that goddamn Bloody Mary pink? Which one you want?
Hot pink. I want hot pink.
Yeah, you're a hot pink ass bitch. That's what you is.
Talking about big lips. Talk about another nigga lips.
But
I won't lock in Hector. Why wouldn't you? I'm saying, y'all both flops.
See, you got to know how to play this game. See, you, if I was dumb as you, you would go to somebody that everybody racing and everybody scared of. Now, everybody, he just went out there and beat a big car that everybody thought was fast. And I go out and run him first.
I don't hear all that goddamn shit, man. That's smoke in the mirrors, man. You locked the man in, goddamn. You talk shit to him on the internet.
I talk shit to him. But, again, I run my program. I know how I'm organizing this. When I fucked him up. Your man ain't coming. Then you ain't coming. I'm trying to get
you
bitches.
There you go with that shit. There you go with that shit, man. Listen, a
motherfucker
is going to run you for that.
You already hustling backwards any motherfucking way.
Exactly.
You locking all these fast motherfuckers in with you locking all the fucking small little ducks and shit. You got to be the most retarded. This motherfucking drag race I've ever seen.
They fast. They fast. They fast to you. They fast to you. You impressed. I'm not.
What fucking sense does it matter? Okay, watch this, and watch how dumb you sound. Okay, you locked in fucking Copperhead. Then you went to Weeby. You locked fucking, and you begging for fucking Bam Bam. Making fucking sense, man. You hustling fucking backwards. Come on, man. You got a fucking
Bam,
idiot. Oh,
Bam,
watch this.
Bam.
Watch this, man. Watch that. Watch this. Watch how I expose your ass. Because your ass got a fucking $70,000 to $80,000 fucking damn dollar car, and we got this backyard bullshit, and your ass want to try to run his head the fuck up, man. Make it make fucking sense, man. Stop with the bullshit. Everybody knows what the fuck car you got, man. Come on. Stop with the dumb shit. These little gangs and shit. You ain't getting no DP. You're going to get fucked up no matter which way you look at it. Whether it's Copperhead, King Nate, or it's Tater. You're getting fucked up.
Okay. Well, sound like you got...
The only thing your ass can do, you might be able to cut a motherfucking light. But your ass ain't able to drive a nitrous car, motherfucker. Watch this.
How he gonna cut a light? He handicapped. Come on, man.
All words. From a bitch that said,
You ain't felt no gas the same way I ain't felt no gas in my truck, man. Fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here. You keep coming around talking all this money shit all the time. That money shit don't make you or break you. You
hey, listen,
if
that bitch any kind of fast, if that bitch any kind of fast that goddamn crazy horse used to be, he gonna lift his motherfucking foot up when he cut that button loose. And I'm telling you that right goddamn now. So motherfucker can talk that dumbass shit all he wants. If he drive, I guarantee you he gonna lose every race.
Anything in the bad mouth for one of those?
Make it make sense.
And the stiff energy got to drive.
Hold on. Watch this, Marcus. Hold up. Yes. Hector, lock the fuck in.
Yes.
I will. Okay. Come with it. That's what the fuck
we're
doing.
Any one of the bad
mouth
crews.
We just told you.
Now you backing up again.
You don't know who drives Hector? Come on, man. Make it make sense. You know who the fuck drives Hector. That ain't
y'all.
That's
and you, and listen, you think,
man, listen,
you think
who
so
drives
smart.
The fucking car? Who drives the car, man? Come on,
you know,
man, stop with the dumb
another,
shit.
Another.
Bully. You acting, you acting like a bully to motherfuckers beneath you. But you won't add that same attitude to a motherfucker that's on your same level. You doing the same shit like these motherfuckers in the DMV do. Come on, man.
Yep. That's what you. That's what you think.
Come
sit.
On,
think
man.
Soon.
Okay. Okay. I had to see my motherfucking
tuned.
Piece. Now I'm going to eat my motherfucking Chipotle. I'm going back on fucking me. Stay tuned.
Well,
stay
fucking,
tuned on what?
Eat your fucking Chipotle and choke, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck.
Man, I ain't got to choke on shit, motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you. Your ass was all right maybe 4 or 5 years ago, motherfucker, but your ass ain't done shit since. They can show
I
you
haven't.
The same reason why your ass is right. They can show you why the hell your ass went MIA because you washed up. Man, stop with the dumb shit, man. Go ahead and run
man,
for these $500 to $1,500 pots where we won't kill your pockets. You will get more races for these $500 to $1,500 pots. But what I'm understanding to you is he's 1 on 10. They can put 4 lumps inside
hey,
your fucking
hey,
head like you was at custom tea.
Hey, is King Mix still on here?
Where the fuck?
Hey, Mix still on
oh,
here? Hello?
Man, I just don't know why that Mustang ain't coming out there, man. What happened?
Oh, I see why it is. Hey, is King Nick still on there?
He must not be on here. He ain't answer.
Oh.
God damn.
Ah, god damn. What the? Ooh. Somebody too close to
my
the
smoke detector
no.
went off. Somebody's a mood. Somebody playing the piano or some goddamn thing.
Damn. Hey, Mark, Marvel came on us. Woo!
I was trying to tell you, Mark, get out of there. Most dead. But...
Hey, Mark don't know how to stick him. Hey, he don't know how to stick and move doing Fat Albert. That motherfucker don't know how to stick and move.
Stick and move. Get out of there, man. Get out of there.
hey, Fat Albert. It's okay.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Okay.
Everybody got something to
okay,
change
okay.
until the time comes.
Okay,
but them badmouth bitches, they going to change their tone.
Uh-huh. Oh shit!
How when you won't run the baddest out of it? Out of this bad mouth crew.
Cause he not in y'all crew. Y'all
hey.
A nut hugger. I'm
gonna redo that $100. I'm gonna bet King Nick gonna be the hold up. You wanna what? I wanna bet King Nick gonna be the hold up. $100. He's gonna be the hold up. Yeah, King Nick gonna be the hold up on that race. $100.
Wow. I thought you were saying Mark was gonna be the hold up.
No, I ain't never said who was gonna be the hold up. I didn't say.
Oh.
I can't hear you. Somebody say $100? Hello? Got quiet.
God damn, James, you done hit the one button.
I just
want to
bet $100.
Shut the show down.
Damn, I'm trying to make a little $100 bet.
They stop talking now.
Well, Mark